triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful Biafrans. Wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you to another edition, a very exciting edition of Radio Biafra live broadcast all the way from Cork in the Republic of Ireland. I am here before a distinguished panel, I would say, a community of Biafrans here in Cork. Families are here. Personnel have come out to witness the phenomenon that is live Radio Biafra broadcast from within their midst. Wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. We say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening, and we say good night to some of you. Because unlike any other, this radio station is listened to across the 24 time zones of the world, and we are welcoming you. Your people here in Cork, in the Republic of Ireland, is also welcoming you. On behalf of all of them here, men, women, and children, the current generation of Biafrans and those that is to come, we say welcome to all of you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of this very radio station, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We must welcome you. We would ask you to please also invite your friends and your family and your relatives. Please tell them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. They will go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. They will also go to, without hesitation, if we can get Barrister to please join us, they will also go to the Indigenous People of Biafra. Our app is up and running. If you go to the Android market, if you go to iTunes, just type in Radio Biafra, you should be able to be with us. The barrister is with me, and I hope he's going to remain with me. Our line is a bit digital, as he would say. Let us go and confirm his presence. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. I wonder if you yourself can hear me.
I can hear you very loud and clear. You will wait for me. You will stay with me. As soon as I finish my intro, I shall revert back to you that Biafrans are here, friends of Biafra as well, and our listeners all over the world. I can then go on to say that the barrister is with me. Barrister Mamesu is joining me on today's broadcast, and we welcome you from wherever you are on this earth. As usual, our number can be found on Radio Biafra London Facebook group. If you go there, you get the number to with which you can get Radio Biafra. Our Skype line is always there. You can send us messages via WhatsApp and via Viber as well. Wherever you are, once again, we are welcoming you. If you do hear some children, you must forgive us, because we are in a town hall meeting here, and Biafran families are with us. This is Radio Biafra once again. It seems to me that we have lost the barrister intermittently, and he will keep on coming back to us, and we shall answer him. This is Radio Biafra. I will not take much of your time. Having done this, having asked your friends and your relatives and your family to please go to all these listening posts that we have to listen to Radio Biafra, you must then settle down. Anytime you pick up your phone, please, please, please turn down your listening device. It is very, very important. We will now go around here, starting from our very able coordinator here in Cork, to please introduce himself as we wait for the barrister to rejoin us. He will give us his name and where he comes from. And so shall everybody in this hall today. I am impressed with what I have seen here in Cork, and long may it continue as long as we remain in the Republic of Ireland. Once again, we welcome you wherever you are. And that this is Radio Biafra. We must go to continue to take calls, especially from the barrister himself. Barrister, you must remain in one place, please. You must remain where you are right now. And you will proceed to please confirm or reestablish who you are once again with our people who are waiting to hear your voice. These people are in every continent, in every country, in every city, in every town, in every village, in every homestead, waiting to listen to your voice. Please, you may proceed. Barrister, can you hear me? I doubt it. Barrister, can you hear me? I doubt if he can. Whilst we wait for the barrister to please rejoin us, and barrister, you can come to me via the phone if that is possible. You can return to me via the phone, please, and let us see what we can do about it. Let us start from here, please. You will pick up your microphone, you will give us your name, please, and where you come from, because this is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, all Biafrans. Good evening, Biafras in Cork. Biafra all over the world. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, good evening. My name is Peter Ewuzie. I am from Aba in Wangle local government area, formerly Nkwerisu. I happen to be the coordinator of Cork chapter in Dublin. I greet every Biafrans all over the world. And I greet Biafrans in Cork. I thank brothers and sisters that have come to join us here in Radio Biafra in Cork. Those who are here, God will bless you. Those who are on the way to come, God will bless you. I appeal for all Biafrans in Cork to come and witness what is happening in Cork here. The Radio Biafra is here. The director, Nnamdi Kanu, is here himself. Live, you come and see him. The one that God have chosen. The one that God is blessed to rescue us, to bring Biafra for us, so that we will know where we come from, so that we will go to our father's land. We will have our own country. That is what we are talking. All Biafra all over the world should join this struggle, contribute, put your effort in any way you can. We urge everyone to come. In Ireland, those are brother in Cork, those are sister in Cork, those in Waterford, those in Dublin. We will thank all Biafrans in Ireland, and they will pray that God Almighty, Chukwu Abiama, will see us through in this Biafra. And I urge every Biafran all over the world to pray for God Almighty, Chukwu Abiama, to protect our director, to give him knowledge, wisdom, strength to serve us. He is the one that God has chosen to rescue us. My brothers and sisters all over the world, please continue praying for him. Continue praying for the radio staffs, Radio Biafra staffs, Imam Mezu, Karimonde, Ike Chukwenyazu, our European coordinator, Barnabas Ago, and all the coordinators all over the world. Please, pray for them, all Biafrans. Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
Thank you very, very much. The barrister is with me. Barrister Mamezu, you will please acknowledge the ever effervescent presence of the wonderful people of Biafra, especially those who are sat here before me. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I don't know if this particular line is well established.
It is. Please go ahead.
And if it is, then of course I have to go and thank our people wherever they are. Director, you have to bring me up to speed. Yesterday you were at Cork. Could you please tell me where you are today?
The same place. The same.
You are
Cork,
still in Cork.
I am. Yes.
Thank you, my fellow Biafrans who are looking after Director. As I said yesterday, You're not looking after only a director, you're looking after the entire people of Biafra. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for all the support, all the help you've given to the entire people of Biafra. In one love we stand. I was on my progression yesterday, but because of the line, I could not even deliver much as I could. Hopefully today, if director would allow me, I will speak on his line. But as we speak now, the line is a bit digital, and I hope the line will remain steady. I thank all of you. I know that everybody has gathered to listen to today's broadcast from Radio Biafra, London. We love our people. We love Biafrans. And that is the reason why we are on a daily basis preaching about Biafran togetherness. I tweet on a daily basis. I pray on a daily basis. I struggle for the collective Biafra attitude, Biafra love to come together so that we go home. I am fed up where I am. I need to go home. May God bless all of you as we gather together and talk. Good evening to all of you.
Thank you very much. The barrister, you shall come back to me when I call upon you. Later on, as we proceed, for very obvious reasons, we shall now go around this room one after the other. Those who can will please kindly give us their names and where they come from, please, because this is Radio Biafra. Once again, I'm Nnamdi Kanu from Isiama Faruku Ibeku. That's where I come from in Biafra land. Please, you shall do the same one after the other. Those who can, please give us your name and where you come from. Please go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon. Anywhere you live, anywhere you are. My name is Charles Ibebog. I'm from Nog in Dunugovia, local government area, Biafra land. Happens to be a PRO, Indigenous People of Biafra, in Cork. Thank you, my brothers all over the world. We welcome you for our today's program. Please stay tuned and listen to our lovely broadcasting today. Bye.
Thank you very, very much. The next person, you can start from the lady herself, the lady at the front. She will give us her name and where she comes from. We don't want to know where you come from. If you're married, you come from where your husband comes from. That's our tradition. That is where you come from. If you don't know your husband's village, you're in trouble. Please go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, Director Kanu. My name is Obiono Okwachi. I am from Abidi, the Miluku government of Anambra State. I'm married to Uche Ono, and he's from Ugo in Enugu State. I just want to say thank you very much for honoring this invitation. And I just want to also thank Imai Mazue and all the team of the Radio Biafra. And I also want to use this opportunity to urge my fellow women to come out and support our men in order for us to get back what belongs to us, you know. And I can't truly look forward to going back to Nigeria and just say thank God for everything. So thank you so much for coming over.
Thank you very, very much. And anybody who can speak, if they can speak or give their names, anybody, if you want to say your name, you take. There's a child here at the front that wants to say her name, please. I think she wants to as well. After Mrs. Ago, then she can speak. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafran. Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon, depending on where you reside on. This is Mrs. Ago. I'm from Ibezolo in Arondi Zog. That's where I'm married to.
That's better. That's better.
Yes. That's where I'm married to. That's better. So I just want to thank God for what he's doing since yesterday. Director is here with us. We are so happy. And today, the turnout of yesterday was so good, and today again. So I know that a revival has come in Cork. Everything is going to be moving very well after this visitation. And I want to thank Barrister Imam Mezu, our honorable barrister. I want to thank Ike Chukwu Nyagu, our international coordinator. I want to thank our European representative, my husband himself, Evangelist Barnabas Ago, and I want to thank our coordinator here in Cork. He has done marvelously well. He has done all he could do. And his wife as well, what they have put in together, to entertain our director and everyone. Especially, again, I want to thank my PRO. He's up and doing, running up and doing. He's good and he's doing his best in the person of Mr. Chasi Bebugo. And I want to thank every one of you that is sitting down here today, especially the children. You are looking gorgeous. I just want to say, thank God for where he's taking us to, because the road has opened and this is the time. We cannot go back. We have to stand and fight for our rights, and this is our right. Biafra is our right. That is what we have come to be tweeting every Tuesday. We say Biafra is our right, and the children that are here, we can be proudly take them home. I can't wait. We can proudly take them home for them to see where they come from, so that they won't be lost. Because if we continue to stay here and they grew up and not knowing where they come from, I'm telling you, there will be no way for them to go home. Some of them won't even go if you didn't tell them there's a place called Biafra. So we have to also, we have a work to do to educate our children, to tell them where they come from. So I just want to thank our director. I want to thank everyone that is sitting here. And I want to thank all the Biafrans all over the world, wherever you are listening from. I just want to say thank you and stay tuned, and God bless you. But most especially, may God bless Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. The next person, please, if you can step forward, we'll be very grateful. We will be very grateful, please, if you can. We need the name of everybody. We must remain without fear before our enemies. We are not afraid of them. They should be afraid of us. Please go ahead.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans. I'm Okudile Ozonna from Okija in Anambra, Ehala local government in Anambra State. Well, my fellow Biafrans, good evening, good afternoon, good morning. Neba is in Konyechiri, Nyagelo. I just want to thank all of you for the effort you've putting it together to make it possible. I know it's not easy to start this journey, but by God's grace, we get to the end. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. The next person, please. The next person. If there are any grown-up children here that wish to speak, you must allow them, please, to speak and give us their names. They are our future generation. We are not like Obasanjo, that the future generation never comes. Please go ahead.
Hello, my fellow dear friend. My name is Ajochukwu Ostadema. I'm from Awka, Anambra State. My people, I want to use this opportunity to thank our people who are trying every means to remain in the state of Biafra. And also, one proverb in Igbo said, "Nwenye cholumbu nshiko ebona lalola." No, you open a mili. So ni woman or you lose mili. So now you talk and you lose opportunity. We go one day, boy. When you open a cholo, move on shake off. Ebon bon a la lola. Nabiko, Nazo Yaban Oshimili. Go away from bon a la lola. So also, I use this opportunity to thank all the Biafran people living in Cork, Dublin, all over the world to support this move. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Who is Okudile here? Okudile is here somewhere, isn't he?
Yeah.
Who is Okudile? Yeah, you have a brother in China. And your brother in China heard your voice and he's listening to the program to say that he knows who you are. Your brother, I've asked him for his name. He's in China listening. That is to show that you have families all over the world, because this is Radio Biafra. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, everybody. Our fellow Biafrans. My name is Lilian Ibebugu. I'm from Nogo in Anambra State. I want to use this opportunity to thank...
I'm not too sure. Where's the husband?
No.
There was a way she was looking. I'm not too sure. I want to confirm.
It's definitely Nogo.
That's very good. Go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I want to thank the director for coming to be with us here in Cork. I actually saw the improvement of your visit here yesterday. I mean, the turn up, the motivation, the enthusiasm, the way people turn up, I never expected it, but I think there's something you came with yesterday that brought everybody up, and they came out in mass. And I want to hope and believe that thing that Make them come out. We remain with them, even as you left. Even when you leave, I hope the thing will linger. Linger in a long, long time to come until we achieve what we're looking for. I also want to use the opportunity to thank everybody, especially the women, and remind us that we're going to have a meeting later after the broadcast.
Yes.
Hopefully they'll give us time to get home and get prepared. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The name of your brother, Okudri, is Onyeka Ezewulu. Onyeka Ezewulu is the name of this person in China. He is from Umuahi, Okija. That's where he comes from. Everybody is listening. Everybody is in Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafrans, whatever you are, I'm greeting you. My name is Paul Videl Utunde from Umuahi here in Abia State. I'm so delighted. I'm encouraged. In fact, when I came to this country in the first time, people ask me, where are you from? When I say Nigeria, they're not happy. I said, what is going on? Okay, something came into my mind. Why not say Biafra? Then I said, will you ask me, where you come? I said, Biafra. Okay, Biafra, we know Biafra, the famine. They say in 1967, we know all about it. We send our rich people to come and help. I was amazed. Somebody took me and showed me one of the house where an Irish man that fought for the war. He said the man is dead now. I was surprised. So, I'm encouraging you, whatever you are, this is a journey that has an end. You can't begin a journey that has no end. It's a journey with direction. It's a journey with vision. When I had this meeting, I began to pray. I said, there is a light. There is a light. There is a light in this journey. So, don't be out there watching. What are they doing? No, there is a light in this meeting. So, I'm encouraging you, wherever you are, here in Cork, all over the world, tight up your belt. When God sent Moses to the children of Israel to get them out of the mess, out of slavery, there had to be somebody. So I'm thanking the director. I thank you for everyone that have been putting his effort, your time. There is a reward. There is a reward. Anything that God step in, that is a reward. So today is a day of remembrance. It's the day that the Lord have ordained. I want you to start rejoicing. Oh, our freedom has come. Hallelujah. Our freedom has come. Everything has got a time. This is the time. I say this is a time. A time of liberation. A time of getting out of Egypt. A time of opening that door they have locked forever. God bless you all.
And you too. Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very much. And the children must speak. Yes. If they can mention their names, they will speak. Yes. All the children. Yes. Go ahead, please.
Fellow my brothers and sisters, my name is Kingsley Chijo Kembakwe from Amoda Iluoma of Zakol, Abia State. I greet you, my brothers and sisters. That's one thing that is certain. God always has a time. And this is the time. The Bible said, a time came, God remembered Hannah. And God have remembered the Biafran people. This journey, nobody can stop it. Amen. Amen. There is no force that can stop it. Amen. But I urge my brothers that we should come together and pray against the real enemy that we have. It's not the Nigerian government. The enemy is within us, which is Sambalas and Tobias. We must pray and we must hold on. Whether Biafra will be established, yes, the actualization of Biafra is going to happen as fast even we imagine. Nobody can imagine it, but it's already established. But we should hold on. I've heard about the Biafran news. I have heard about my brother's gathering. I just stand on the way, watch But what I've seen, and it have come, I believe God cannot begin any journey without a success. I also urge my brothers, I wish I would be. And I'm going to contribute my help. I'm going to contribute my prayer. There are people who are good in many, many things. There are politicians. There are other things. But spiritually, we are going to hold all our brothers who can pray that God should come quickly and liberate his people. And that is my belief, that actualization of Biafra is going to happen. And God is going to fight our battle, and we'll have our peace.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Please come through. Who else is here? You must come through, please. Maybe we're doing the adults first.
Yeah. Okay,
before we go to the children.
Yes.
We want to deal with the adults first and then the children. Please go ahead.
I want to sing a song first.
Go ahead.
Ahuru monije ike guru nuzoya one jije ya nolilanya mwe joya ihe baliri moya wasina olilanya dingozi na iya ka edeziri watu tunsobu na echiche mwe joya ihe baliri moya osina olilanya di ngozi.
Amazing, amazing.
So after all, I am not a Nigerian. I used to be so ashamed of myself to tell somebody I am a Nigerian. I have always told my husband, I said to him, that place is not a country. It looks like a community of people of all sorts. From their names even, you can't pronounce their name. Their names are as long as from here to there. You can't pronounce it. And they are Nigerians, doing all sorts of things. I said, look, it looks like a community where people could just come and do anything. When I came into this country, I told my husband, this is an extra version of Victoria Island in Lagos. There is nothing so spectacular about this place. The only different thing is just a little bit of organization in doing things. Things are organized here. People do things in an organized way compared to where we say we are from. Thank God I'm not from there. Oh. Eh? So I'm a Biafran.
Yes.
From my heart, I am a Biafran. Somebody said in the Bible, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Something good is coming out of Biafra, where I am from. Because I stand on the path of success. I stand on the path of progress. I want to thank you, Nnamdi and cohort, Nnamdi et al. I bless the day somebody thought in his heart and said, enough is enough. Let us come today and decide. Let us talk about how we shall move forward. Things should not continue to be. Nehemiah wept and he cried when he was in a strange land. He asked, what has happened to that wall? Has it been rebuilt? They told him no, and he fell down and wept. But you know, the king saw the sincerity in his heart, and for that he was supported to go back to his country and build back his country, and it was rebuilt. I see Biafra. I see Biafran flag strongly raised high by men of timber and caliber. And I see men and women. I see children crying. I see everybody shouting, looking up to heaven outside, crying and saying, God, I thank you. At last, so Biafra has come to stay. I wish it were possible in heaven or anywhere people are, God could just open a curtain and let Ojukwu see that day that Biafra will be declared, or some other people, our ancestors that have fought, that have stood, that a time like this would come. I see it, and it must surely materialize.
Amen.
I thank God I am Biafran.
Amen.
All my entirety is Biafra. We shall worship God. the God Almighty.
Yes.
The God of Abraham.
That is correct.
The God of Isaac.
Yes.
And the God of Israel.
That is correct.
God bless Biafrans. God bless Nnamdi Etal.
Thank you.
And God bless all of you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A very brilliant rendition. Very brilliant. This is Radio Biafra. People listen to us because they expect the unexpected. I even forgave her for not saying her name because I was carried away.
My name is Judith Nena Mbakwe from Amuda Iluoma Uzuakoli, no more local government.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. The next person, please. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening, fellow Biafra.
Good evening.
I am Mrs. Obiane Elahami Fula from Ihimembano in Imo State.
Thank you.
Fellow Biafrans, I greet everybody. I welcome you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is a journey we almost beckon on. We have to fight it and we will get there. But first of all, we have to be united. Because unity we must stand. If we are united, we must get to the root. Because all of us have roots that we have to get to. Back to the origin where we come from. We are getting there and we must be there. God has to see us through. Because he said that whatever he is in with must surely be accomplished. So with God, everything is possible, I believe. And I know. And I still believe that every one of us, the Biafrans, who stood on their two legs and support in any way they can. Any little helps. I know we must surely get there. God will see us through.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, fellow Biafrans.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. We are grateful. And the next person, please, step forward. Step forward. We are without fear before our enemies. That's what makes us Biafrans, without fear before our enemies. It's important.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans. Nnamdi, I greet you.
Thank you.
We met yesterday.
Yes.
And the lady that spoke now is my wife.
Yes.
I'm very happy to be here and to be a Biafran. So, Nnamdi, I pray that God will help you and lead you in anything you are doing. But just one thing I'll have to ask you and beg for you, please. I will speak it in Igbo. You are motivating us. And Igbo now is united to be one. If you see, like, just minutes now, you see people calling all over the world. They are hosting meetings. They are telling time. They are telling direction. Please, Nnamdi. It's like a gauge. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. I want to take this opportunity to congratulate every member of Biafra.
That's correct.
Once again, Nnamdi, you are doing a marvelous job. May God continue to bless you. And another thing I want to point out is this. Please, wherever you are, in Nonoke, in Nonoeligwe, Pota, come out and follow Biafra. You don't need to be told. You don't need somebody to come and preach for you. Come on, you start telling all sort of rubbish. Just come out wherever you are and join this struggle. Financially, anyhow, physically. It's not a journey of prayer or whatever. It's action. What we need is action. Can you do something? What can you do? Can you move anything? Come and do it here with Biafra. That's all. Let us get our country back. We need to get our country back. This is what we want. This is a movement. Nobody can stop us. Please, wherever you are, that is my own speech. Come out and join Biafra. Biafra is what we have.
Thank you.
Biafra is the only thing we can do and do better.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Who else is here? They must come up, please. Come to the fore. Our people must understand that we're in a town hall meeting. We are bringing Radio Biafra close to the people, and they must speak. Please go ahead.
Good morning, fellow Biafrans. Good afternoon. Good evening, Biafrans all over the whole world. My special greeting and thanks goes to our director, Nnamdi Kanu. Special greetings to Isaiah Oba, Peter Iwuzie, Ikechukwu Enyiago, Barrister Imam Mezu, my brother Uche Mefo, I greet you all. Today is another day. My name is Willie J. Okafor Osofioka. Yesterday I did not mention my title. And some people call and say that I wasn't around yesterday. So today I'm adding the full name.
Yes.
Osofioka. I'm from Oka in Anambra State. Oka South Local Government.
Which village in Oka?
Okay, Umuike.
That's where you come from.
Oka.
Yes, Umuike. That's better.
In Anambra State.
That is correct.
Oka South.
Go ahead.
This journey has started.
Yes.
And we believe that this journey will end in our present.
You say?
It's not going to be a story to us.
Yes.
It's going to be a thing that will happen as soon as possible. I'm happy to have somebody like Nnamdi Kanu. In fact, yesterday was the starting of a healing to my life. The wound I sustained during the war, they start healing yesterday. I remember yesterday, I was too young when we joined a boys' company. I was about 7-8 years when we joined boys' company. That was around 69. Within a short time, they converted to militia. We walk from, as young as I am, we walk from Umuogem in Orumba. We walk from Umuogem to Oro sector, where we go and deliver food. We do not carry gun, but we go by, we use truck to take food to the war front. Throughout that time, I was asking myself, when is this going to end? Is it going to end at all? God so kind, would the war end? But since that time, I'm still having that wound because when I remember Biafra, I say, is it so? Biafra is going to go, it's not going to come. But today, the wound have healed. I know that Biafra is at hand, and we are going to work together and glorify Biafra, God, once again. Amen. The Chukwu Abai Abiaman,
yes,
will continue doing his work he has started, and I will believe that he's going to finish the work.
He said,
urging our fellow Biafrans, both young and old, please, Biafra is at hand. Let us work together to make sure that we have, I will rejoice later. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you
Thank
very
you, my
much.
Brother. God bless you.
Yes, the next person, please.
Next person.
Yes, please. Our people are here. Biafrans are here. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, Biafra Kwenu.
Yeah.
Biafra Kwenu.
Yeah.
Biafra Kwenzonu. Well, my name is Chukwu Masipren Onyeka from Edoji Ragun Newe. So I just came in to observe what is happening. I've not been here before, but I'm a member, but just to know, see how it's going. I hope it will end up well. As the other person said that...
How the microphone closer. So
as the other person just said that, don't let us down.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
We can support in any way we can, our capacity reach.
Yes.
So... that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much. I accept that. Thank you very much. Hello. At least he came up to say, when people say they are observing, they are watching those running this very affair. They are looking at the coordinators. They are looking at all the people to make sure that we are unimpeachable.
They must make sure that everything we are doing is designed to offer glory to Chukwu Abiyama, the one true God. Once they are certain of that, then their help shall come. The only way we can convince them is by doing what is right, both before man and before God. And that's why we are Biafrans. And we must insist and we maintain that this radio station is incorruptible. Incorruptible. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. That is why we proclaim very boldly that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. That is why we are remaining without fear before our enemies. And that is why we can't retreat and we cannot surrender. Because we are Biafrans. Our obligation to those that died 3.5 million far outweighs anything we owe to the living. And that's why Biafra is going to come. Because Chukwu Abiyama himself has determined that we should come. And that is why Biafra is coming with us. Please go ahead.
My name is Tochukwu Ibebugu. And I just want to say hi to all you Biafrans around the world. And say I'm very excited when Biafra comes out and to visit Biafra land.
Thank you very much. You must give a round of applause for that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Who else wants to speak, please? Who else wants to speak? There are many people here, also including young adults. They must speak. They should speak because we are fighting for them. We are not like Obasanjo. We are indeed fighting for the future generations. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Chizoba Ahamefula. I come from Ihimbano, Imo State, Biafra. I just want to say thank you, everybody, for inviting me over here, and I hope that we will become one forever.
Yes, thank you very much. Well spoken. They are bringing them up very well here. Very well spoken. Well spoken. Go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Uchadiku Ndoba. I live from Nigeria. I let all the Biafrans communicate to all the people who are listening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. A round of applause for him, please. They know where they come from, you see. They are from Biafra.
Hello, good evening.
Yes.
My name is Victoria Ewuze. I'm from Imo State, in Aba. I'm so much happy for what is happening in our midst. The first day I hear about Biafra, I was doubting. I said, how can? Because I know what our people can do.
Yes, I know. That is correct.
So, when we are gathering, I say, where are the Igbos? Where are the Biafrans?
Yes.
We can't see them. My sister Joy was struggling. The husband was struggling. I tell her, look, you can't struggle like this. Because if you know that you want to be free, you will come out. Why are you struggling? Why are you begging them? So I was so angry. I said, look, if I attend this meeting, I did not see Biafrans. I don't think that I will continue because Biafrans has to come out and nobody will beg them. They're supposed to come out. Let's fight together and take what is belongs to us.
Yes.
So when I stopped the meeting, my husband was attending and was getting the feedback what is happening there. I said, okay, I will still be waiting. So when I heard that our coordinator is coming, I said, okay, because when I heard about the coordinator, I said, who is that man? I want to see him. So when he comes, I said, okay, oh, this is a very young man. I pray that God will use him mightily at least to lead us and fight our rights so that we can get our rights to the end. So I thank God that many people are coming out now and we are seeing the light. I pray that the Almighty God will help us to take what belongs to us, in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much for that. Well spoken. Thank you very much. That is the lady who has been cooking for me, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, go ahead.
Good evening. Good evening, Director Kanu, and good evening, ladies, children, and gentlemen. My name is Anurika Ono Akwachi. I'm an Irish Biafran from Enugu, Nogu. Ingu, I send my best wishes to all the team and I'm here to support Radio Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. A round of applause for her. Well spoken. Well spoken. We are grateful we have them. Everybody, even those who cannot spell their names, they want to speak, and I love that. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Divine Mabakwe. I'm 9 years old. I just want to know if my grandma or my cousins are watching this. I just can't wait to visit them, and I hope that God will bless Biafra.
Amen. Amen. A 9-year-old offering prayers for Biafra. Go ahead.
Hello, it's me, Rema. I'm Rema Umakwe. I'm 6 years old and I can't wait to visit my grandma or whoever is there.
Thank you very much. 6 years old. 6 years old. They all want to go home. The cold is also affecting them. Even at that age, they also feel cold. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Vicky.
Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Victor Awuze. I'd just like to thank the coordinator for organizing this, and I hope that I'll go back home and meet all my family members I've not seen before in Biafra. And I just want to thank God for putting this together, and I thank God for blessing the coordinator for putting this together.
Thank you very much. Round of applause, please. Well spoken.
Hello, my name is Aomachi Ahamefula. I'm an African Biafran.
Oh, that's so sweet. That is so sweet. They know where they come from, you see. And this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have anybody else? Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, Director Kanu, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Oninichiku Ono Kwachi. I am an Irish Biafran from Enugu, Ngwo. I send my best wishes to all the team of Radio Biafra and to the people who made it possible bringing our director here in Cork, Ireland. I have a few things to say. My father told me a brief, sad story about the Biafra War. He did also told me a shocking story about a woman who suggested my granny to throw my dad away into the river because he was screaming so loudly and crying each time he heard the sound of a bomb. Because the woman said it might attract the Nigerian soldiers to know where they were hiding, and it might cause the...
Yes. Go ahead.
The soldiers killing all of them. But I'm so glad my granny did not listen to the woman. If not, I wouldn't be here today, and the same to my siblings. So please, I ask every children like in me in the diaspora.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who are from Biafra to support their parents in order for us to get back Biafra. I believe that if we were in Biafra, we wouldn't have been seeing some of the racist act we all see today in diaspora. I thank you all, and I'm giving my support of €5 to support the Biafrans. Thank you.
Amazing. Very, very amazing. I'm very happy. Does the young man want to speak in red trousers? Is that why he came up? He must speak then. If he wants to speak, he has to speak. This is Radio Biafra. It doesn't happen all the time. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. Go ahead.
My name is Promise Vidal. I'm from Omaya. I just want to bless Biafra in all many kinds of ways, that you should not be ashamed of where you come from.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, my brother.
And please, a round of applause for him, please. You must clap for him. We are very grateful. He's telling us we cannot be ashamed of where we come from. And this is Radio Biafra. We must continue to broadcast. And once again, for those who are wondering what we are doing, unapologetically, we are here to preach Biafra. We are here to preach Biafra to our people in Cork and to the wider Irish community as well, please. Our children are here. You must bear with us. And we have another young man here that wants to address his people, those that make up Biafra all over the world, please.
Hello, my name is Chibike Ahamefula. I am 9 years old, and I'm from Imo State, Biafra, and I just wanted to greet everyone and thank them for inviting me here.
Thank you very much. A round of applause for him. These kids, they remember where they come from. Does he want to speak as well? Yes.
My name is Chidi Ben Akwati. So we can help the Brafras and save them.
Amazing. This is amazing. 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 I never thought I would see a day like this. When children talk about Biafra, that is what should be taught to each and every of our children, wherever they are. Each and every of our child, I must say, wherever they are. We thank all of you, and we must proceed. Our lines are going crazy as usual. People want to broadcast on Radio Biafra, and they must speak, and we shall entertain them by telling them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That is what Radio Biafra is here for. That is why we exist. And for those who do not know, and as our sister said a while ago, everybody belonging to any Igbo union, anywhere in the world, there is no need for you to do so any longer. You should rename your association to Biafra. If anything happens to you, we will take care of you. If unfortunately you don't exist anymore, we will take your body home and bury you like a Biafran. It is a pledge, it is also a promise that every Biafran, wherever you are, you will not be buried abroad. You'll be taken home, regardless of where you are. Even if you're in Cape Verde, even if you're in Botswana, if you are in Burundi, if you're in Cambodia, if you're in Vietnam, wherever you are, we will take you home. So there is no other reason why we should be going to Igbo Union. If you give birth to a child in a Kuputenwa, we will come to your place. If you're doing child dedication, we will be there. Anything you're doing, we will be there. Because we are a family. The same way that this family turned out today in Cork to welcome Radio Biafra and to make their voices heard all over the world, it's the same way we're going forward to say that we are a family of Biafrans in various locations, in various countries around the world. And we must proceed to bring to your attention and to the attention of the world our headlines today and accompanying news summary. We are reporting that Governor Godswill Akpabio have said that he has no presidential or vice presidential ambition. We are also reporting that the national conference, according to a man called Musa, shouldn't be along ethnic nationalities. We shall be looking into that. That is our signature headline this evening. We are also reporting that electoral officer arrested in Nnewi North, as there are reports of rigging, which we are not surprised about, following the just concluded local government elections. We are also reporting the side effects of greed or anti-Jonathan as Vice President Sambo walks on tightrope as Hausa elders compile sins for him. They have compiled the sins of Jonathan for their son Sambo in preparation for a military overthrow of Goodluck Jonathan. We are also reporting today that you are Goliath and I am David, according to Kasamu, as he replies to Obasanjo. And we are also bringing to your attention this very day, if our system can let us, by way of breaking news. No, it is not. It has frozen. We must go on to bring you the rest of our news in greater detail before our lines open. We are reporting today that, contrary to allegations in some quarters, that the governor of Akwa Ibom State, Chief Godswill Akpabio, is nursing an ambition to become the president or vice presidential candidate of that of a political party in the zoo come 2015. The state government has clarified and stated that there was no such truth. Every story being peddled by people claiming that Godswill Akpabio is interested in becoming the president or vice president in that very zoo is patently false. If Godswill Akpabio does that, he'll be going contrary to what or who we think he is. We know him to be a Biafran. We know him to be a staunch supporter of Biafra. And that is how he is going to remain, and that is how we shall remember him. He is the best performing Biafran governor we have, Chief Godswill Akpabio, or Dr. Godswill Akpabio, as the case may be, the governor of Akwa Ibom State. He has made it very clear. He has no ambition. We know his ambition is Biafra. We know that very well. And that is why we are very, very pleased to report this news this evening, that he has no intention of prolonging his participation in the politics of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We are also reporting today that ahead of the national dialogue proposed by President Goodluck Jonathan, the Second Republic Governor of Kaduna State, Balarabe Musa, has said the conference should be for Nigerians and not for ethnic nationalities. It will be for Nigerians, not for ethnic nationalities. Today we shall try to define who is a Nigerian, and we are going to prove to the world that no such thing exists. There is no such thing called a Nigerian. It just does not exist. He wants them to come to this conference as Nigerians so that the stealing and the looting can continue for another 100 years. So that the abomination, the criminality, the recklessness of governance, the kidnapping, the selling of little children, the complete and total absence of infrastructure will continue for the next 100 years. As they come to London for medical treatment, other people are dying. As they import their cars built in Germany, other people are forced to walk under the sun in 35 degrees of heat. People are perishing and they're enjoying. That is why they want the zoo to be prolonged. And we are saying no to that. The zoo has expired and it must remain expired. We are also bringing to your attention, which is not news anywhere, they had elections, local elections in Anambra yesterday, and there was rigging. Is that news?
No.
That there was election and there's rigging. Is that news anymore?
No.
As long as the zoo exists, the only thing you will get is deceit and fraud. Anywhere there are elections, there will be election rigging. Because the British that set up the Zoological Republic, they taught the Hausa people how to rig elections. They taught them how to falsify census figures. That is why nothing works. That is why everything that comes out of that country is a bunch of lies and deceit, deception. And the British are complaining. They shouldn't complain. It was the British government that taught the so-called leaders of the zoo how to falsify results. The British wanted the Hausa Fulani people to be in power. And they engineered it. And they worked for them. And since then, the Hausas have gone on to refine and to make rigging a part of daily life when it comes to political discourse. That is why we want Biafra. Leaders of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, in the Northwest Geopolitical Zone are said to have prepared a list of the sins of Vice President Sambo. He has committed a crime for serving under a Biafran. That is what they have done. The Northern people, the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, in consort, in cahoot with their conspiratorial Yoruba people, are doing everything humanly possible to undermine the administration of Goodluck Ebele Azikiwe Jonathan, because he's a Biafran. And in keeping with that stated aim of theirs, they have called their son, Namadi Sambo, a Hausa Fulani man, to tell him the sins of the administration of Goodluck Jonathan. Somebody calling himself Kasamu, it is pure gossip. We will not report too much on it. He's saying that he is David and Obasanjo is the Goliath. We are not doing anything with it. It is not very important. Those are our news for today. A very truncated news presentation because of the meeting of our women holding immediately after this very show. We must once again reiterate, we must once again urge all of you joining Radio Biafra for the very first time that it is your duty to make sure that you go out and evangelize to preach this very wonderful gospel being preached from Cork today, that Biafra is coming and nothing is going to stop us. Our enemies understand this, our friends know this, and everybody is aware that it is either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. Nothing is going to stop us from getting Biafra. Nothing. The zoo will be destroyed. God is my witness. Anybody that wants to know what we are going to do to Nigeria should go and study the history of Somalia. The Mohammedan Emirate of the North, which was their name before Lugard came, will be like Somalia. We assure them of that. Let us go to the barrister. Barrister Mamesu is with us. He has joined us via Secure and the barrister himself. You will give us your opinion and your views because Biafrans are waiting for it. Please go ahead.
Director, good evening once again. Good evening to those sitting down there with you in Cork. I am very much moved by the children. Our children, the children of Biafra, who are speaking so cleanly, so supportively, and so cordially supporting Biafra, especially the guy of 5-year-old. All he could say is, I support Biafra. I am moved, Director. You know, I'm a man who is also very emotional. When I hear children talk, it does move me. I have to thank the parents of those children. All of you, I thank you for educating your children that they are from Biafra. Especially one of them who says she is an Irish Biafran.
Yes.
I am moved, Director. I tell you, you know, I am a man who can easily shed tears. Sometimes I find myself behaving like a woman, which is not very good for a man of my own caliber, Director. But of course,
it's understandable. You behave like the woman and I behave like the man.
Director, please don't say that so that they won't think we are gay, you know. You know the situation. Director,
please go ahead.
Let me move on. I must tell you that all the people in Cork, they are very great. They are doing good jobs, looking after their children and making sure that those children are Biafrans. May God bless all of you sitting there before.
Amen.
Director, all Amen. Of you, may God bless you. Amen. Director, let's move further to say that Biafrans are coming from every nook and cranny, and that is the reason why we are existing, and that's the reason why we exist. Director, the main point is this, that our old man, Goodluck Jonathan, is a Biafran, and he will behave accordingly. For we are going home. And I must tell you, Director, we are so grateful that Jonathan is there so that our movement will be so easy. There are a lot of things that Jonathan is doing, but I don't want to question it because I think that guy is very clever. He knows the reason why he's doing what he's doing. I must tell you this. Governor, Barrister, Chief Apadio, he's our man. They are trying to destroy the car, and he told him categorically he is not into president. Apadio is not like Okorocha of Imo State. That guy has the feeling of becoming a president one day. But remember what Jesus Christ says, that those who are trying to look after their own lives will lose it. Okorocha is trying to become president. Unfortunately, he may not. But Apadio, who is not after presidency, will be the president of Biafra one day. If Goodluck turns it down, as we have been shoving it on his nose, he will become a Biafran and do accordingly. Biafrans are telling him, do as much as you could to become a Biafran, so that you are one of us. you show us an example. I was reading something on Facebook today, written by director himself, Nnamdi Kanu, from Afari Beku, saying that it takes somebody who did zoology to look after those in the zoo. I couldn't stop laughing, director.
But it's true. But isn't it?
Even you yourself.
Yes.
You are a comic, you know. It takes a zoologist to look after people in zoo.
Of course. If you didn't study zoology, can you work in the zoo?
No.
Yes.
It's not possible.
Uh-huh. Jonathan read zoology, and he's in charge of the zoo.
I couldn't stop laughing, director. You are a man who makes the best of every situation. Well done. Director, before I forget, there was a guy, a brother of ours, a Biafran, who was challenging the barrister. Barrister, I challenge you, we are going to invade the Yorubas. I did not like that. Here on Radio Biafra, anything we say, we do. We don't have to say, and we don't do what we say.
That is correct.
Director, Radio Biafra, we have the truth. We have the honesty. We are whiter than snow. Everybody listening, please, do not challenge barrister unnecessarily and do not challenge director, the commander-in-chief of Radio Biafra. We will not invade the Yorubas. Please, do not challenge me for nothing's sake. We don't just talk here on Radio Biafra because we represent the truth, we represent honesty. We are not here for cracking jokes, and we are here, not here for playing for time. We are not invading the Yorubas, we are not invading the Hausa, Fulani Boko Haram. Although we are entitled to invade the Hausa, Fulani Boko Haram, because they are killing our people on a daily basis. Yet, we are not after them. What we are after is to get Biafra. Everybody, wherever you are, please be very careful on what you talk. Because Radio Biafra is an international listening stadium. It's an international listening station. We just don't talk here for talking sake. Be very careful, our people. Be careful what you say. Anything we say here, we carry it. We don't joke. I repeat, nobody challenge me. We are not invading the Yorubas. We are not invading Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. We want to take back our land. That is all. That is the reason why Radio Biafra. We don't want to mix words. We don't want to say what we cannot do. And we don't not say anything that we are not up to. It's not that we cannot, but that's not our business. We are here to get Biafra. Biafra alone. We are not into nation. Biafras have never invaded anybody since we came into being. Over 500 years. What our forefathers did not do, we are not going to do it. We are not wicked people. We don't kill. We don't annex. We don't encroach. We don't overtake. We keep what belongs to us. Because we have a very simple principle. Emet Bere Ugobere, director always say that. Live and let live. We don't take what does not belong to us. And we don't want anybody to take us. The ones they have taken us is enough. We are not going to anybody's land to encroach them. Anybody talking on Radio Biafra, be very, very careful. The reason why we exist is because of our truthfulness, because of our sanctity, and because of our goodness. And that is what we'll maintain until Biafra comes to us. Nobody should get into any doubt. We are not begging anybody for Biafra. We are not requesting anybody to give us Biafra. Barack Obama today was saying, do not go to the northern state because they have already sanctioned Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram as terrorist organization. But you come to Biafra land. That is a signal that the Americans will support us. By the way, the wife of Barack Obama, Michelle, she's an Igbo woman. Everybody, we have to be very careful on what we say so that people will not take us for a ride. We are going to Biafra land. We are not anybody. Let nobody come on air. I disagree with Barrister. Be very careful. We are not here to disagree with each other. We are here to preach the truth, the honesty, and nothing but the truth. We are here to take Biafra. take the people and the children of Biafra back to Biafra land. We have suffered enough, and nobody can cajole, make mistake, ridicule what we stand for. Director is there, and God is our witness. Director, nobody can mess up with our program. Because
never.
Biafra is going home. You said it yesterday. Americans are coming up. Germans are there. Of course, the headquarter is here in London. Director, God will protect you and guide you wherever you go. My happiness is people are responding. Biafrans are responding. I am so grateful that our women are vocal. They are speaking.
Yes.
Our women, may God bless you, all of you there in Cork. I am here listening and recording your name. May God bless all of you. You are our people.
Only the
you
barrister.
Represent Biafrans. You represent what we stand for. You represent the women of Aba. You represent the women of Owerri. You represent the women of Abia, Apa Ibom. You represent the women of Umuahia, the women of Anambra, the Boy State, the women of Apa Ibom, the women of Calabar, the women of Aniocha, which they try to tell us is Delta. Goddamn any goddamn Delta. They are Aniocha. We have Ibocha in Port Harcourt. May God bless all of you as you preach Biafra, and may God bless all your children that you're bringing up as Biafrans. Director, may God bless you. I am standing by.
You're a good man, and the Lord shall also bless you. That was the voice, the unmistakable voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. Barrister Mamezu is a practicing barrister in the United Kingdom, not a solicitor. We must make that very clear. This struggle for Biafra is backed by men and women of unimpeachable integrity. We have said it before, we will say it again. Any day I wake up in the morning and think of doing anything else apart from serving Biafra. I did not say to sell Biafra or to withdraw. I said any day I wake up and think of anything else apart from the restoration of this kingdom of God in truth and honesty. If God doesn't kill me, I will know he's not God. That is what we say. I did not say any day we sell out. No, I didn't say. I said any morning I wake up and I don't think about Biafra first before any other thing. Chukwu Abiam should kill me and my family. People must understand, Biafra is the only thing that makes you human. There was a child that spoke here and said all the racism, all the discrimination. Are you telling me if my son Nnamdi was playing in Isiama Faruku, you come and discriminate against him? Is that possible?
No.
I want to know.
No.
Our people sometimes don't reason. I am very grateful to all the Biafrans in Cork, those that brought these children here. God will surely reward all of you one after the other.
Amen.
All of you. You shall see Biafra.
Amen.
And you will build this Biafra.
Amen.
So that you will come here, those of you who are Irish Biafrans, you will come here and visit your friends and invite them to come to where you come from as well.
Yes.
Maybe one day there will be Biafran Irish, who knows? We'll reverse it. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on to take calls from people. If you have anything to say, you must raise your hand, please, because this is your radio station. If you don't want us to take calls, we won't take it. It's yours. We are in Cork. Anything you decide is what we do. This is your station. After all, you send money to London all the time to support Radio Biafra. This is the meaning of it. It is yours today. Anything you decide, you do. Let us go and attempt to take this call. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra, and we are in a place called Cork in the Republic of Ireland. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hello, my name is Uchenna Obasi. I'm half British, half Nigerian. I basically wanted to say that I think this is a really fantastic cause. As a British person who speaks with a British accent, I've had a British upbringing. I can see that Britain has done a lot of evil things which they have to answer for. They have not come so far as to apologize for their part in the slave trade. Nothing. Today, Britain is still a huge evil power in the world, I believe, and for them to suppress Biafra, the legitimate cause for Igbo people, for their homeland, is disgraceful, in my opinion. So I'd like to say big thanks to everybody who's supporting this. I will give my dedicated support as well, because I really want to see Biafra be freed, basically, because that's what it is, a matter of freedom. The Biafran people are not free. African people are not free. It's
yes.
Say how was it, you know?
Can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, go ahead, please. Round up. We didn't hear the last bit of the thing, of your very interesting exchange. You said you are British Nigerian. What is your name again, please?
Uchenna Obasi.
Okay. No Uchenna Obasi can come from Nigeria. I understand why you said Nigeria, because you're British. And yes. Maybe they have taken you to Nigerian High Commission one or two times.
No. But, you know, that's what people say, because Biafra exists in people's hearts, and I believe in it strongly. But if you say to people Biafra, they're like, what's that? People in Britain, a lot of them haven't heard of Biafra, because that's exactly what Britain wants, because we Biafran people have a legitimate cause to their land. It's not like we're terrorists who are fighting for an unreasonable cause. If British people could read the history, see what their country did to the Biafrans, then they would believe in the cause as well. They would be supporting us. That's why I think they don't teach. You know, there's something in the news recently saying that the British Empire in British schools, you know, what they did during that time, it isn't being taught properly, which means that a lot of British people aren't learning about our huge part in the slave trade until they're in their 20s. Whereas I think children should be educated as to what their country's done, and perhaps it would allow them to be more educated and then be able to be in a position like me to know that what they've done is wrong. And because I am, you know, half Biafran, this is why I believe in it. And I believe other people, even if they're not Biafran, will believe in it as well. Look at, you know, all the people that came to Biafra's cause. Look at the mercenaries, Taffy Williams. Look at Médecins Sans Frontières, you know, being created, things like this. There's a huge cause all over the world. People will answer the call of Biafra, no matter of religion, no matter of state, nation. I think people will really get behind this.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. You are a British Biafran, the same way we have our children here who answer to Irish Biafrans. You must be proud of who you are and where you come from. We told them we are going to build something that's unstoppable. Nobody can stop it. Unstoppable. Yep. Momentum all over the world. Thank you very much. You must come out and join us where you are. Which part of Britain are you in?
London.
You're in London. Our coordinator is in London, Thomas Onyema. You must join us. You must get people like yourself to come out and proudly and boldly identify with their country. The name of that country, for goodness sake, is Biafra. That is who we are. Unashamedly. Thank you very much. Let's go to the line. Do we have a caller on the line? We had somebody on the line. Have they gone? I don't know if they have gone. We have a caller on the line. Are you from Germany? Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Let's see what is going on, see if we can get them back. Do we have a caller on the line? Can you hear me?
Hello, sir.
Can you hear me?
Hello, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Ekemezie.
Yes, Ifeanyi Chukwu Ekemezie. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from France. I'm calling from France.
You're calling from France. Which part of France are you in?
Yeah, in Nancy.
Nancy. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, before I want to... Yeah, I tried to call before, but yeah, what motivated me to call now is, you know, as you are speaking, yeah, you have changed my mind. You have changed everything about me. So yesterday, as I went to sleep, so I just want to change how I used to pray. So now I want to use with the name or... Yeah, with the name of fathers called God. So before I went to sleep, I prayed to Chukwu Abiam.
That is correct.
So, yeah, because I have been in trouble because I have problem.
I come out from jail, you know, something like that. So I pray to God, please, can you show me the problem and can you show me the way out for my problem? So as I was sleeping, I see myself walking in the wilderness or in the bush. I don't know. So, but what is my mind? They told me that this way is the way to heaven. So as I am going through that bush, so what I know is like a good man, but I don't know where he come from. He said to me, that place I'm going, it's not the way of heaven. That the way of heaven is Biafra. So I don't know. So he told me the way to heaven is Biafra. So in the dream, I turned back to follow the way of Biafra. Then I woke up from the sleep. Hmm. So this afternoon, I call my sister who is living in Lagos. So she don't know anything about Biafra. That is why I still want to talk to you after to pray that this transmitter, we need it back home. So I told her my dream. She said that for last year, she recounted in 7 years, she dreamed about Biafra dancing on the street, that they have, that we have gotten our freedom. So she said last week she have another one. That is two times. So, but on contrary, she said that we didn't. There is no war, something like that. But we have our freedom. I say any which way. So I want to thank you very much, and I want you to speak much about, because me, I love Jesus so much. I always be happy to go to sleep to cry that men have done me wrong. Because I don't want to do any person wrong, but I will feel happy that man is doing me wrong. So if I go, I cry, I will be happy that it's me that is crying, not the other one. But this thing is foolishness. Since I've been hearing you, I have totally changed my mind. So if, dear friends, we don't care, we don't do anybody wrong. But right now with me, if we are two, if somebody must be cheated or somebody must die, it must not be me. So my mind has changed. So I want you to speak more about this, our pastors, different pastors. They have to speak hatred to Nigerians because Nigeria is a sin. And the Biafra is righteousness. Yeah, you know, one time Jesus, he become angry. The time people are trading on his father's house. He came, you know, all these money changers, they must have like bodyguard or something like that. But nobody can stop Jesus. He threw away all their tables. Maybe he killed somebody. Nobody knows. So he was very angry. He was raged. So we have to be angry. If we don't hate Nigerians, we cannot face the Nigerians. First of all, we have to hate them because Nigeria is a sin. So they have to. We have to be angry about Nigerians. That must not be a sin. So and again, I want to thank you very much. I want to thank Barrister so much. He have to continue to speak to our president, because as you have woke my mind, now I am very, I am ready for anything. So he has to continue to speak to our president. He must wake up because he's trying so much. And I want to thank you so much. You don't know what you're doing into the heart of your people. We're waking up. All this righteousness thing or something like that. Though it's good, but we take it to another place, but it's not what it's supposed to be. One time Jesus is angry. Now we have to be angry because it's not every angry is sin. So I want to thank you so much. You are doing in fact, it's God who brought you. Thank you very much. And I'm sure that their Biafra will come, as you said, this year or next year. I am very, very proud of that. Thank you. Hail Biafra and hail Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. You have spoken very well. Before they think that we planted somebody in France, we have his number. Yeah. We don't know who he is. We don't know him before. But he has spoken to us this very day. He has bared his mind to his people. He was in prison before.
Yeah.
And he saw the light. That light led to Biafra. That leads me to my question. Somebody was, as was reported in the news, somebody said that we should not attend the conference as ethnic nationalities. What we should we attend it as? He said, as Nigerians. So I'm asking Hausa people, describe a Nigerian for me. It's an open question. Anybody that can describe a Nigerian for me, we will stop Biafran agitation. Because there is nothing called Nigeria. I can tell you about a Hausa man. I can tell about a Fulani man. Yoruba. A Biafran, who is a collection of the families of the Idomas, the Igbos, the Bibios, the Efiks, the Ijaw people, the Urobos, the Shekiris. Can you tell me what describes, how you can characterize a Nigerian? How does a Nigerian dress? What is their food? What is their language? These are things that define you as a people. How do you dress? Is there any dress code you can call a Nigerian dress? Is there any dish you can call a Nigerian dish?
No.
Is there any language you can call a Nigerian language? You see, our people, I'm disappointed with some of the people that studied before, that said they have PhD, CCD, FFD, all these nonsense paper qualifications. I hate paper qualification, doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
A pan-wine tapper in the village is more valuable than a professor. Onyena Kongwa, Nabinta, a hunter. If you speak to them, they make sense. They don't tell you about the niceties of constitutional amendment that leads to nothing. That is why on this station we speak the truth. That our people may learn and hear. You know, they thought we'll speak the truth for 2-3 days and then we go back and be like Masop. We can never be. Biafra is only for the righteous. If we are not righteous, if our hands are not clean, Biafra will not come. It's a very simple truth. You can agitate for Biafra from now for the next 2,000 years. Chukwu Abiama cannot hand over his inheritance to a bunch of criminals. It can never happen. Instead, the Hausas will continue dealing with us. We hold God to his word as written in the scriptures. Only if we can turn away from our wicked ways, from kidnapping, from selling children, from doing all manner of abominable deeds, he will restore our blessing. That's what he said. Deuteronomy chapter 30, not me. That's what the Bible said. Chukwu Abiama is our God. Because you are more qualified to go to God than any other person on this earth. Even Israelites, they know this. Where is that book? Did I bring it out today? There's a book I have here which I shall try and put together. Where is it? Did I put it here somewhere? It was a lecture delivered by a Jewish man, a rabbi, that says you people in the hierarchy of the children of God, you have more presence in the kingdom of heaven than they themselves. That is how important you are, not me. Check in the bag. Is there somewhere? If not, that one is on the other bag. That was what they said. That was what they said, not me. These are Jewish people. You are the children of God. You are the children of God. That is why they hate you. You know, it's also in the Bible. Anytime that somebody loves you, the same child, if you have a family of a lot of children, and somebody comes up and says, oh, this is my father's favorite. Everybody hates the father's favorite. So that's why they hate you. If America joined Russia to fight you, it's because they know you're the children of God. And they hate you. As simple as that. Nothing more, nothing less. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Mr. Anand, good evening. My name is Obinna Igboro. I'm calling from Israel.
Obinna, you're calling from where?
Israel, Tel Aviv.
You're calling from Israel. As we talk about God, somebody calls from Israel. Isn't it interesting? Please go ahead. Go ahead.
And I'm a radical Biafra also.
Are you part of the family in Israel?
I'm part of the family.
Thank you very much. Brian.
Mr. Emma Amechi is our coordinator, the able coordinator of Israel.
He is a good man. Emma Amechi is one of us. He is one of us. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to thank the children of Dublin for them coming up and their parents.
This is Cork. Emma, welcome in Gosinyandiozo. This is Gwen Cork. Don't give Dublin all the glory. Their glory is coming.
I want to thank them very, very well for them coming up and their parents and their mother.
Yes.
This is what my father taught me when I was a baby, like 5 years or 10 years. He told me about Biafra, and I pick it up. When I hear about Radio Biafra, I dedicate my life. Everything. The last time we go to Jerusalem, I am there with them. I volunteer my car. I volunteer my time. I do everything. And I want all the children of Biafra, who they're born in the Cork or in the London, anywhere, to join the struggle, because we have to get this country. Because the Israelites today, they fight in their country. They do suicide bombers. They die. Even the parents advise their children to go to fight. That if they die, they will know that the God wants them to die. So I want all the people from Biafra, the children from 2 years to 5 years to 20 years to 100 years, to support this struggle. Because we have to finish this thing once for all. We don't want in the next generation we start fighting about Biafra again. We want to finish this Biafra fight once for all. Let us finish this struggle immediately and we forget about anything concerning Nigeria. If they want it in peace, we give them in peace. If they want it in battle, we give them in battle. We don't need to make everything peacefully. We have to fight. We have to kill people for this. We don't need to spare anybody. About sanctioning anybody. This is what Israelites are doing. They don't care from anybody. They don't care what the world says. They do their own thing so that their people will survive. The Jewish will be existing. This is what they're doing. They don't care from anybody. They don't care from America. They don't care from Britain. They don't care from Holland. They do their own things. They don't listen to anybody. Gossip or no gossip, they don't care from this. They do their things in their own ways. This is what we'll be doing. We don't need to invite pastors to pray for us. This is no time of prayer. We'll be praying for 500 years. Still, nothing, we do not achieve anything. We have to take it in a harsh way. Send message to everybody. So even the Igbos, even our brothers, we have to send message to them. Anybody that doesn't support us in this struggle, we'll keep him aside. If he wants to die, we'll kill him. We don't need to be sparing anybody. Look at the children of Cork. They're coming up. One child donated £5. It's a very big money. And in Israel, some people are saying that they don't believe in Biafra, they don't do this. I don't care from them. I tell them, if you talk this in the land of Biafra, I said, we'll kill you.
Israel should deport them. Let them go back to Nigeria.
Yeah?
Anybody who doesn't believe in Biafra, Israel should deport them to Maiduguri. Send them to Maiduguri. Let them go there.
My father fought for a year and 11 months, and he told me the suffer that he suffered. Eat women. When they kill people, they eat people. My father told me about Biafra. So I will not. If they want to start war today, I am ready to go. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Of course, you are in Israel. That is what we expect of those of you over there. This is Radio Biafra. Does anybody here have anything to say? Radio Biafra live transmission belongs to you. It doesn't matter what you've said before. If you want to speak again, you're more than welcome to do so. Because we are in Cork and you need to speak. In the absence of that, we shall attempt to go and take this very call to see who is there. If they can let us see who is there. We have a caller on Skype, is that correct? Do we have a caller on Skype? Are they listening to me? Do we have a caller on Skype? Somebody called us on Skype, I'm not saying anything. I can hear my voice. Do we have a caller on Skype? No, they are not listening. They are not listening. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Prophet Nandi. This is Emeka Ngokore from Malaysia.
I'm not a prophet.
Good morning.
Well, go ahead.
Should I call you Moses?
No, should I call you Moses
or Aaron? Which one would I call you?
No, just call me Namdi Kanu. Thank you very much. You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. I'm so happy to hear your voice. And the most important happiness I have now is that the voice of the lovely children I'm hearing in court. The way they spoke, they are very bold. Understand?
Yes, they are.
And my greeting goes to their parents for bringing them up in Biafra way.
Yes.
Because the Bible says that you should teach your child in the way it should go. And when he grow up, he will not depart from it. And they're following the footsteps. I'm so happy for them. I want to chip in one or two things concerning Nigeria, the zoo called Nigeria. Are you there?
The world is listening to your voice, the whole world. You must proceed. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Concerning what Paris always say about Jonathan, we should leave Jonathan to because Jonathan knows what he's doing. Jonathan is a full-blooded bear from more than we that equipment and so Igbo people. He's a full-blooded bear from. Understand? He knows what he's doing. Because the Bible says that you should be humble like dove and wise that serpent. Jonathan is humble like a dove and is even wiser than serpent himself. Understand? He knows what he's doing. That's why it's called conference with him or whatever they call it.
Of course. Because Nigeria can never emerge from that conference intact. Never, ever, ever.
Exactly.
It's over. Exactly. It's over for the zoo.
I want to say that you should concentrate on how to get our Biafra. I want you to do that whenever we used to call the other to order. Anytime you want to dance in our tune, we use this media to back him up and call him to order. Understand? So we have to leave him because you know what he's doing.
We have left him. We support him. We support Jonathan.
Yeah.
We've made it very, very clear that we support him.
He's our man.
Yes, of course he is. And thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes. I want to ask one question. Hello?
Yes.
Are you there?
We are listening.
Yes. Did you know where Ekumeku was from? Ekumeku.
You want to know where it was formed?
No, I want to ask you, where did it form?
Asaba.
Where is he?
Asaba.
Okay, where is Jonathan from? Where is Jonathan from?
He's from Ijaw. Is that a German?
Case by case. At the same place with Asaba. Yes,
yes.
That's where they are more Biafran than Igbo.
Of course, so they are Biafran. They are hardcore Biafran.
It's a good coded Igbo man. Okay, thank you very much. And
thank
God
you.
Bless you from court.
And God bless you too. Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are announcing people. You want me to announce how to get Radio Biafra, is that correct?
Yes.
The number that people should call. Where is it? The number is plus 353, is that correct? 899-849849. I repeat, plus 353-899-849849 is the easiest number to remember. 849-849, the last six digits. Plus 353-899-849-849. Let's go to the line. The caller on the coordinator's line. This is Radio Biafra. You give us your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Good evening, my honorable.
Yes, good evening.
Director.
Good evening. Good evening.
I have to tell you today that I'm happy to hear your voice and I have to say good evening and thank you for the caller that called from Israel.
Thank you.
Also, I have to tell all my brothers.
No. Emma, you're cutting out. Emma,
yes.
do us a favor. I want you to call me back. Emmanuel, can you hear me? He cannot hear me. Emma, can you hear me? Because your line is breaking. Can you hear me? No, you can't hear me. We ask you to please try and get back to us. We have a caller on Skype. That caller on Skype, can you hear me?
The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Yeah, please go ahead. Give us a name and where you are.
Hello, I can hear you very
well. Then continue by giving us your name and where you are. Go ahead.
Hello?
We can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello, my name is
No, you cannot hear me.
Hello?
Yes,
I can hear you clearly.
Then go ahead and say what you want to say.
Okay, director. Sorry, I was trying to like establish a connection that you are hearing me because it looks as if it's breaking off.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, okay. We can hear
you. Director,
go ahead.
I want to congratulate all my Biafran brothers and sisters in Cork for their reception of you and how they've turned up, and I know more is going to turn up. Yesterday, I went on Biafran evangelism outside London, and I just want to give you a tip of the iceberg of what's coming. Can
yes.
I sing a song, please?
Of course you can. It's your radio station. You can dance if you want. Of course it will. Of course it will.
yes. Yesterday I went to Breakfast Evangelism and I spoke to somebody. And the person is very close to me. I was at...
Our Skype is not performing. Our Skype is not performing.
Hello.
We ask, yes, go ahead. Go ahead, it's back again. It is very, very intermittent. Yes, go ahead.
Hello. Okay, so when I went, I was preaching Biafra. Essentially, when I went there, he had a visitor from European Union. There was a lady there from European Union that was there with them. And I started talking about Biafra. And incidentally, he was like, "That am I sure what I'm saying?" I said, yes. He said, oh, but what will happen to his property in Abuja? But I said, that is not a problem. Your property in Abuja is safe. He said anyway that if Biafra will come, and he will lose his property in Abuja, he will sign up for it. Now, as we were talking, and I said, are you sure? He said, yeah. I said, okay, that better work easier. Then the woman from European Union now told me and said that, please, that do we have up to 2 million signatures that said they want Biafra? And I was like, okay, I'll raise that up with the director. He said, if we can get 2 million signatures that said that they want Biafra, that they will take it to United Nations, and the United Nations will call the Nigerian government and said, let these people go. There is no option. Nobody will raise a finger that if we get 2 million signatures. And I told them we can get 5 million signatures. He said, then we are proud that we have had Biafra in our hands.
Yes, we like your trip and what you have
Hello.
Done. Yes, we can hear you very well. You did very well. You went for evangelism and you came back with a very compelling news. That is why people must go out to preach Biafra. It's very important. You don't know who you will talk to. Do you remember me saying that on the air before?
Yes.
That you don't know who you're speaking to. Today he has gone and they have told him that Biafra is going to, it's very simple. We know what we want to do. It's very, very easy to get Biafra. What is more difficult is convincing our people to live up to their obligation. That is all. The process itself is so clear and transparent. If you are not conversant with United Nations declarations of the rights of indigenous people in 2007, I suggest you go and read it. It's very explicit. Every indigenous people have the right to self-determination by the United Nations, and the zoo signed up to it. We are wasting, if we don't have Biafra, because people are not yet ready. It's us stopping the world from giving us what is rightfully ours, and not the world holding us. Britain is not holding us. Our brother have said it. Can Britain stop you from signing your signature on a petition?
No.
Eh? How can you then say that Britain is holding you? They are not holding us. We are the children of God, and we said something is going to happen. We use this media, this platform, to sensitize, to educate, to make our people aware, to bring to their knowledge, to their attention, the need for Biafra. So if we call for petition, if we want 2 million, they give us 40 million. We want an overwhelming number. So when we go and make our case, nobody will doubt our seriousness. The people who are stealing money from Anambra to go and build shopping mall in Abuja, like Peter Obi. All the criminals that you have in our land, do you think they want to be Biafra?
No.
That is where we are going to kill them. We will. Anywhere they run to. In my dictionary, there is no forgiveness. We can't forgive not one single, not one soul will be forgiven. They can arm mass up all they like. They can give them guns and ammunition. They can go and bring in more army regiments to come in. They cannot hide from us. If they know how upset we are with them. Oh, dear Lord. They don't know. Something is going to happen very soon, and you hear it. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on to take this call if this equipment can allow us to do it. All these funny phones that you slide, sometimes it freezes up. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Dennis Woods. I'm calling from Pakistan.
From Pakistan?
Yeah, I'm from Orodo, in the local government.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, but I want to thank you for what you've been doing for the Biafra. I just started listening to this program yesterday, so I'm impressed. Well, but one thing I want to add to what you are doing is to ask if we have a coordinator in the United States, because you know we have a large number of people living in Texas and other states in the U.S. If we have, what have they been doing?
I will tell you what they have been doing. I will save you the time and the energy. Our people in the United States, under the able guidance of Ekwenche and Clifford Iran, Ekwenche being Dr. Justin Akujeze, Dr. Innocent Odenigbo, and engineer Clifford Iran, a proper engineer, I must say, not fake engineer. Not a computer repairer turned engineer, a genuine engineer who works in his field in oil and gas in Texas. Under their able leadership, the United States government banned Boko Haram. We made it possible. No other person will claim the glory for that, because we know we did. We have our people in the U.S., and it's a good thing you mentioned Texas. As I speak, I think the people in Dallas and Austin, I think they met yesterday or they're meeting today. Those of them in Austin met. Those of them in and around Houston are meeting. Our people are in Los Angeles as well. I know that is in California before they pull me up on my geography.
Okay.
So we have our people in the U.S. and believe you me, they're working very hard. It is a good thing you only started listening from yesterday and you've been emboldened enough to phone us today. And also
yeah,
to get through, you're a very lucky man.
I called my brother there and asked him if he has been listening to Radio Biafra. He said he knows nothing about it. So that is why I'm asking this question. If there are people who are campaigning for us there, if there are people who are doing all this kind of work for us there.
Yes, we have our people everywhere in the world, right. In every continent. If we are in Pakistan, that tells you there is nowhere we can be. We're in Pakistan.
Yeah, yes.
So that means we're everywhere. You know what happens to people who are in Pakistan? It's very close to Afghanistan where you have Taliban. And that's where you're calling from.
Yeah, that's where I'm calling from. I will not hide where I'm calling from.
Of course, you're a good man. You're a Biafran. Don't be with fear before your enemies. That is the first thing, and you will lose. Why did we lose the war? Oh, they have killed us. People are suffering. So what? Before you were born, do you know how many babies died that you will leave? Do you know how many that died in your mother's womb before you came out? Why are we afraid of sacrifice? Jesus Christ was sacrificed that some Gentiles may be free, not us. Gentiles, mind you. Gentiles, meaning those not chosen by God. We are chosen by God. You don't need anybody to save you. God punishes you himself direct. After that punishment, if you repent, he will set you free the same way we have repented. And he knows. My dear brother, thank you very much. Join the family in Pakistan because we have Biafra friends in Pakistan. Go and join them.
We have.
Thank you very much. And God bless you. This is very... Does anybody here want to speak? If you cannot speak, I'll give it to the children to speak. Go ahead.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans all over the world. Once again, my name is Peter Ewuzie. I am calling on all Biafran all over the world to support Radio Biafra, to make sure Biafra come to exist. That which God have ordained for us, that will come to us. I thank all the Cork people that come out today, those that come out yesterday, those that are yet to come out, those that are on their way coming, those brothers that call us, we are waiting for you. May you come and support Radio Biafra. I thank those in Dublin. They are waiting for their honorable director. Our director will be there. We thank those in Waterford. While ago, they told me they are all doing meeting now. They want to speak to the director. Waterford people.
And they want me to stay for more than a day. Wow. In Waterford. Wow. They want me to keep staying in Waterford when I come there. Go ahead.
So, brothers in Biafra, in Waterford, we are waiting for you to call Radio Biafra.
They will call and you hold that thought there. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are. We are in Cork in Irish Republic. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Dear Lord, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, please. What is going on here? Is this not the same line that I'm using? I don't understand these phones anymore. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? Amazing. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? For some perverse reason, they can't. All this modern technology sometimes is quite... Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? No. Can you hear me? But I can
hello, director.
Yes, I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening once again. My name is Ahmed Emmanuel from Israel.
That is our coordinator in Israel. The coordinator of Israel.
The coordinator of the Biafrans in Israel.
Of course you are. Please go ahead.
Yes, it was unfortunate the Skype line wasn't okay. And
yes.
Then, in order to make long story short, I had one of my members said on the radio a few minutes ago, but before that is called, I was preparing to call Radio Biafra.
You see?
Director, I have a little complaint. I would like you to air this number on the air for every Biafran to get this number and start calling. The name of this guy is Mr. Vincent Uzoma. His number is 972-546-944-678. I repeat, 972-546-944-678. And the reason for my sending this guy's number on the air now is this. This Vincent, Mr. Vincent Uzoma is supposed to be one of the stupid and useless Igbo, chiefs or whatever he calls himself here. And he's the one calling all the Biafrans here. Rebels. He goes to the Nigerian embassy and he took the names of all the Biafrans here and gave to the Nigerian embassy. But to hell with him and the Nigerian embassy.
For me, as far as the state of Israel is concerned, they are nothing. Recently, I understand the last 2 days on Saturday or yesterday, he called a meeting in the Catholic Church right now, in the Catholic Church in Tel Aviv. And he called a meeting, and that the name of that meeting is a new Nigerian meeting. So the meeting is now being called in the Catholic Church. So he called the meeting there and invited all his Nigerians, and understand that even some of the embassies he invited, unfortunately for him, most of them didn't turn up. I want Radio Biafra, all Biafrans all over the world, to call this man and give him the final warning. I don't like to kill. I don't like to shed blood. But he should make me to do one. As far as the state of Israel is concerned, he knows before me he is nobody. Please, everybody should warn him right away before it will be too late for him. That is the complaint I want to make, Director. Thank
yes.
you and God bless you.
No, stay where you are. And God bless you to stay where you are. What do you say his name is?
Vincent Uzoma.
Do you know where this man or woman comes from?
He comes from, he's from Olo, but I don't know precisely the particular place where he comes from.
Are you sure that the person that got the woman that gave birth to him pregnant is an Igbo man?
It could be possible. Maybe the father is from Hausa, from the Yoruba.
That is the only explanation.
That is one of the most useless idiots. He tried to have a kind of open confrontations with me. But for me, I don't want people. You know what they used to say here? Tomorrow, if I should descend on that idiot, even within my powers, in two hours, you know, people will say, oh, why are you doing that? They will say, oh, because you have Israeli citizenship. You are Israeli. This idiot doesn't even have a tissue paper.
Now,
I don't know if he has made 4 children or 5 children here looking for asylum. If I should go for him, even as I'm talking with you now, tomorrow the next thing you hear, all those idiots will gather together. Oh, because he has Israeli citizenship. Is this. That is what I want to know. Please, I want the Biafrans all over the world to warn this idiot. If he continues, I will go to him face to face.
I don't know why you seek permission from us to do such a thing. Anybody who is against Biafra, including my own father, is an enemy of the people and deserves death. The same nonsense that happened between 67 and 70 cannot happen again. We are going to make an example of this man in Israel. When this man goes home, he will tell them why he was deported. This man will be hunted down. We are not taking any chances.
Director, do you know one ugly thing again? Do you know this man, the only Igbo Biafran in Israel, the only Igbo man in Israel that is a homosexual? I said this loud and clear on the air. Let him wait for me tomorrow if he's something in Israel. But for me, he's nobody. He's an Anawim.
Where is
the only homosexual?
Don't go any further. Don't go any further. I want to know where the likes of Castro Nkume is at. You will tell them that this idiot's number will be made, not just his number, but his village. We want to know where he comes from. We will give him the same treatment we gave to the Eze Alhaji Fatai, His Royal Highness Eze Alhaji Fatai. This man is a persona non grata. This man cannot be part of this Biafran family, not now, not tomorrow, for having the temerity to take the names of Biafrans to Nigerian embassy in Israel. This man does not deserve to be among us. You will inform this man. We will write to him officially. We will notify him of what is to come. We shall inform him. We don't go after people. But please don't come after us. We have done nothing wrong. Allow us to go and get our Biafra. You can go and live in Sokoto. You can go to Zungeru. You can go to Katsina if you want. There is even a place they call Guzo. You can go there and stand all your life if you want. This man is an enemy of the people. And by this time tomorrow, he will be confessing to the God of Nigeria, who is Frederick Lugard. He'll be praying in the name of Frederick Lugard tomorrow morning. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed and allow our coordinator here to finish what he was saying. You know, I even interrupt Barrister Mamizu when he's speaking to take calls because our listeners are important to us. Please go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. As I was saying before, I'm waiting for the Waterford people. They told me a while ago that they want to speak to the director, and they are doing meeting. All of them are there. As well, Dublin people to call. Limerick to call. As well. I thank all the Cork people that are present here today. They've shown that they are Biafrans, and they support Biafrans. And everything Biafra say they do. That's the type of people, that's the type of Biafran we want. We want them all over the world. We thank our brother that Biafran that are calling from Israel, the one that's calling from Pakistan. We're all over the world, as the director said. May you continue to pray for our director, that God will bless him, that God will give him strength, that he will never go back, as he said. A man that I use his family to swear. I don't know what else you want. I don't know what trust again you want. He has said, any day he go back, that let God kill him. It's rare. How many people will come on the air and say that? That is why you know that this is not deceiving. This is reality. Biafra must stand, and Biafra has come. Thank you, fellow Biafrans all over the world. Keep on organizing your meeting. Our brothers in Germany, I learned that you people are strong. We want all over, all the country, all over the world to be strong. God bless Biafrans. As we said, Ndubai Nasu, Ofoji for Ufalafo. We'll speak again. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. People are calling. We like what we are seeing. We like the responses we are getting because we are Biafrans. Akunu Manda Gozira Gozi Kanyebo.
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yes.
You don't know what you're doing. Because of you, Hausa Fulani people are afraid. Because of you, Obasanjo has resigned from PDP. Because of you, Yoruba Press cannot write about Stella Odua anymore. Because of what you have done, Biafra is everywhere. Only 4 days ago, did they add our flag to the community of nations all over the world seeking their independence. Awesome. We are indefatigable.
Amen.
There will be no retreat and no surrender until Biafra comes. Not just any type of Biafra, but one founded on truth and honesty. That was something I told them before. Ikechukwu Enyiagu even commented on it. You see, you have a lot to benefit by serving Biafra truthfully than when you lie. Some people are saying, oh, am I going to give my money? Who knows what's going to happen to it? What I am witnessing in Cork, can money buy it?
No.
Anywhere I want to go to, all I need to do is to mention it during live broadcast. The phone will start ringing the next day. They start asking me, what type of hotel do you want to stay in? So why do I need to steal money? We have done something that nobody else has ever done before us. Anywhere you go in the world, one Igbo association after Igbo association, one Igbo meeting after Igbo meeting, you will hear somebody stole money and run away. Is that correct?
Yes.
Biafran people entrusted me with over £100,000 and I bought them a transmitter. The editorial board of Radio Biafra, which I'm privileged to head, has done something that no other group in living memory has ever done for Biafran people. People at home wanted to give us money. We said no. When we install our transmitter, we will tell them, this is a gift from your brothers and sisters in the diaspora to those of you at home. It has never happened before. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. Because we are the children of God, for goodness sake. And our name is Biafra. Please go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Charles Ibebogo. I'm from Nogu, in Dunukovia, local government area of Biafran land. It happens to be that I'm a PRO, Indigenous People of Biafra, here in Cork. My brothers and sisters, I want to use this opportunity to thank every one of us who have been with this occasion. I remember the day we did Nchetibo. Similar what happens today is what happened before. And I want to use this opportunity to thank Cork people that we are marvelous and we are united.
Yes, you are. A round of applause, please, for Cork people. You are strong. Of course you are.
And my happy is this, that I don't know how to express my joy this night. I don't know. I'm crying inside my heart, but there's nothing I can do. And I want to advise and say to all our brothers who are on the way to come that we are united. We can never divide into two. No matter what, under rain, under sun, we must move ahead and get our nation back. And I want to use this opportunity to tell everyone, those who are not being here, come, bring your own idea. We are anyhow you want us to move ahead, we follow you. I don't mind to come down. Anybody can take my position. I'm
not fighting for you. Yeah, speak to the in the microphone, yes.
So please, my brothers and sisters, come out and join us for this struggle. It's our duty, it's our right. Nobody will take our right. Don't say that maybe because of Peter, who is the coordinator, that I won't be there, or because of Charles Bebu is there. This. No, please come out. All our laws come from international community. All our program direct from the international. We don't have anything. We don't add. We don't less. And everything we are doing come from direct. If you put your money is going to account in where? Not England. Australia is where your money is going. After everything, you see your receipt. How we send the money. So please, my brothers, there's no doubt about this. This Radio Biafra, they are complete transparent. They are whiter than white. Please.
And whiter than snow.
All the people of my land, I want to use this opportunity to send my green to Irish people. Because every time I do hear about the way they help Biafra during our war. And my greeting goes to Evangelist Barnabas Ago. He's not here with us, but in spirit is with us. And we want to pray for you because we have an exam tomorrow morning. Please, we wish him successful and a good exam and good success. And I want to use this opportunity to thank Karamonda. She's a white lady. She even visited our women's in UK, telling them about Biafra. Many of them, they are saying sorts of rubbish. But she's fighting for our right, for our future, for our children. But those are our women, they are lacking back. Why are they afraid? Who will fight for them? Look at our kids now. They are talking of all Biafrans. They want to go home. Even my kids are telling me, Daddy, what am I going to Biafra to see my grands? But I've told them, I promise them that God will make everything possible. That if we go by this time, kidnappers, stealing, all sort of evil things happening in our country, call zoo. But thank God very soon, Biafra will be restored. So please, my brothers and sisters, I want to urge every one of us, please come out and join this race. It's our right. Nobody will take our right. Please. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. Well spoken. Well spoken. Who else wants to speak? Please come forward. Step forward if you want to speak, please. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Do they want to speak French? They are free to do so. Or Irish Gaelic. What do they want to speak? Anything you want. You are at liberty to say so. Let us go and take. Are they coming? Yes, let him come and stand and wait for a while. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, good morning, Director. This is Christian Wosu from India.
You're calling us from India. Which part of India are you in?
New Delhi, Christian Wosu speaking.
Go ahead, we are listening.
Yes, just for a quick one. It's to my Indian Biafrans in India. Those who are part of us and those who feel that they can sit and watch or sit on the fence. this is a word from you, for you. From tomorrow being 13th January 2014, Biafran teams will be coming to meet you people one after the other. There is a message for you all. Please endeavor to honor their call as soon as they visit you. Either you are coming to meetings or you are not coming to meetings. There's so much to be done and the team will be delegated to meet with you. Please, we encourage you or we advise, follow up whatever you will be told and act promptly. So that is my call for why I called to talk to my people in India here. So, Director, that's what I want to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's our coordinator in India. And this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Mr. Director, this is Rico from France.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make some little bit comment about that brother that called from Israel. I was talking about the guy that was organizing a London New Nigerian something, I don't know. Something I want to say to all the dear fans listening to me, that yes, because I used to hear saying, talking to people, telling about Biafra, it upsets me. Must a Biafra man be told about Biafra? It is impossible. A Biafra man, no matter where you find yourself, must be thinking about Biafra. You wake up Biafra. You walk Biafra. You talk Biafra. You know, this kind of, this problem of people saying was really told that and people are afraid of coming out again because they must be so stupid thinking that. You know, we had Moses. Moses has come and gone, which is Ojukwu, he has come and gone. And he did not see the Biafra. Now we have seen many said Joshua. The Joshuas that pretended to be good, the real Joshua, to take the people to the promised land. But at the end of the day, God opened their secret agendas, and they were placed aside. You know, even if, I must tell you, Director, even if many Joshuas will come and they will say that they are coming out for Biafra, to come out, even if they are not real. Tomorrow, if I find that they are not real, I will still be listening to see the day the good Joshua will come out. So what am I saying? If any Biafra will allow people to think for them, it's a pity. Because, you know, this one guy, this embassy of Nigeria they're talking about, do you know, Mr. Director, that some few years back, I went to Nigerian embassy in Paris, and then in the morning, you know, when the embassy is opening, and a lot of people were outside there, we just went in together, and you know when how they used to do in Nigerian embassy, you pick up some tickets. And then, you know, we were waiting there because there was a white man that came in with one valise of passport, of red passport. The people that they are taking to our nation to go and suck petrol, to go and suck oil, they were carrying a big, but this man was carrying a very big box of passport. He just went direct into the consular office. And, you know, the people that he was bringing the visa to Nigeria was not even there. Mr. Just ask me, just tell me, where have you seen an embassy issuing visas to many passports that's taking interviews without seeing the people that are giving the visas? Can you do it in the French embassy levels? It is not possible. Can you do it in any embassy? You go in to take visa, they cannot see you. They cannot, you know, people carrying your passport, a lot of more than 50 passports. And this man was there. They have to answer him, and they have to finish with him before they can be able to listen to we Biafrans, to we Nigerians.
that at that time. Are you listening to me?
Of course, we are listening very attentively to your story. Go ahead.
And these are the people that they call our embassies. And these are the people that they are going to confide with, to tell. I don't know how people reason. I don't know how people reason. And I am calling every Biafra that is listening to me here in this radio that no, don't allow anybody to put your face away from this running race of Biafra sheep. A lot of people will come out. Fake prophets will come out. A lot of people will come, will try to put you in the wrong direction. But what I'm advising, I am calling on all Biafrans all over the world that is listening, that any meeting you are attending to, and you talk about Biafra and they did not accept it, go away from that place. That place is not meant for you. They are the enemy of progress. They are this kind of people that will always like to put you to remain in bondage and allow things to be falling on you. Just have problems. You will not see them. You will not see them. They will not. All they are looking for is money. They want to make their money, and they will build mansions, you know, and you will not know. By the time you find out, you will not do anything against them. So what am I trying to say? Every Biafran, any Biafran, anywhere, that will allow people to come and tell him, that will be waiting for people to come and tell him about Biafran, more about Biafran, before he will join Biafran, I think that person is not even worthy to be a Biafran. Because a real Biafran man will walk like a Biafran, talk like a Biafran, and they do everything like a Biafran without anybody telling him. Because, you know, Biafran is in the blood. It's in the blood. If you don't have that change in you, that blood system of Biafran, I wonder where you are coming from. Because any Biafran man doesn't need anybody to preach on him.
That is correct.
Because you know what we are suffering for? We know what we are suffering. You know what you are suffering. You are looking for money. You look for money, you go and find money, and you cannot go back to your village. Director, do you know that some years ago, I went to the zoo. I could not go to my students. I went to my students, and you know, I see how I disguised myself. I just disguised myself. I went with Ghana Mosco.
To enter your father's compound, you disguise.
To enter my father's compound, I entered my house. My mother nearly had a attack because she didn't know I was coming. She nearly had a attack because I spoke with her some few days ago before, and I did not tell her that I was coming. But when she saw me, she nearly had a heart attack.
Terrible.
You understand me? I disguised myself. I entered flight from Lagos to Owerri. My brother, the flight was like a more way, and I have never heard a noise like this in a flight. You will be hearing Chekwe inside the plane. Noise, all the whole engine noise, you'll be hearing it inside. And nobody else, and people are checking on this flight. They will take money, and they will just sign the flight to go. And people will be dying. I entered my family, I entered my home with Ghana Mosco, with shot and slippers.
It's terrible.
These people, they call themselves Jeffers. You are getting no money, you cannot go to your village. Even when you are going to your village, you can hire escorts following you. They forget that you hire an escort and you take yourself to your village. When you are going back, are you going to give escort to your mother? Are you going to give escort to your father?
Terrible.
You cannot. Because you will leave and you have exposed them. Because you have gone with your security and you leave them there. What kind of sense is this? As a simple human, and when you are talking about Biafra, somebody will just sit back and tell you that Biafra does not exist. Which kind of women are there? I was telling somebody this for yesterday. I said, why are you people actually having this Igbo meeting? He said, Igbo meeting. I said, what have Igbo meeting done for you people?
Nothing.
In the
Igbo meeting.
We are creating
creating awareness. We are here to create
awareness to go and steal money. To loot, to cheat, my brother. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that very rendition. We like that. That's our person from France. People join Igbo meeting to go and attend birthday parties. The people gathered here today, I'm sure there are some refreshments. Is there any difference from any Igbo meeting you go to? The only reason why you go is ikupu wanwa ka wende ga bia gbatru gbatru. That is the reason why you go to Igbo meetings, that people may come to your house to eat rice, drumstick, and coleslaw, not even salad, and gizzard if you're lucky. That is all. After that, that's the end of it. If you want somebody to eat the food you cooked, call Bia France and they will come. We will not abandon any of our people abroad, starting from this very day. Ikechukwu Enyaku will circulate this information to all the coordinators. Any Biafran that falls anywhere, we will take that person home. Him or her will go home. Our people will not be buried abroad. We don't have long to stay anywhere abroad. Come to think of it, we are going home. So you will not have any need or reason to belong to any Igbo group, unless you can tell me which Igbo group has done anything meaningful in their useless existence. Very hopeless bunch of people chasing contracts from one useless office to the other, wearing a kalaria and a red cap. I feel sorry for them. We have a caller on the line on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they can't. Please, my dear brother, go ahead. You thought you've escaped. You have not. Go ahead and speak. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is John Obase. I'm from Ebonyi State.
Which part of Ebonyi is that?
I'm from Iza.
Speak into the microphone.
Yeah, I'm from Iza.
How many mosques, how many Muslims are in your village?
How many?
Mosques? How many mosques do you have?
We don't have mosque in my... I don't think we have mosque in my...
You don't think? Have you been home recently?
Yeah, I've been home. I just came from home.
That's very good.
Just a week ago
you came back.
Just a week ago, yeah.
So in your own Eza village, there is no mosque?
No, I don't think.
Did you go to Abakaliki?
I was in Abakaliki.
Did you see any mosque there?
It will be a mosque in Abakaliki, but not in my own town. You can be in Abakaliki township, but not in my own town,
your village.
My village.
And you are here today. Do you want them to come to your village?
No, I don't want them.
That is why you are here.
I don't want them to come.
Because you are here, that Islamization may not encroach further into your village.
Amen.
That is why we say that you need Biafra more than Biafra needs you. That is what our brother said. You don't beg anybody to join Biafra. Please, the gospel to them. Please, go ahead.
Of course, I love Biafra. And I'm born in Biafra. And before, maybe 2 years ago, I used to get Biafra through when they are broadcast from America.
Yes.
I used to read their this and listen to their this in internet. But later, I don't know what happened. The internet closed, so we don't get it again. No? So, I'm hearing that brothers here, some of them are talking about Biafra in Ireland here. I like to. I'm a Biafra man. I was born in there. Even my uncle fight for Biafra. He just died recently. He fight for Biafra, come back. He didn't die there, but he come back home. Even the gun that he used to fight, the gun is still there, where we bury it in my... in my father's home now. There's a place we bury when the war stopped.
Yes.
We bury it at when I went home, asked them what about that place. They said the gun is still there and they still bury in that place now.
That's very good.
So I believe in Biafra, and I like what Biafra do, and I like what people can do. Even as recently I come from home, what I see in Nigeria or what I see in Anigbo, Obusa Anigbo.
Exactly.
Obusa Anigbo.
Thank you very much.
That is Enya Mirenebe.
Yes.
That is me and my wife. Akwa Kain, I'm Berakwatli, Anshina Nibo, Lata Island. I'm forever.
My goodness.
Umma 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 Umma
especially woman anya na nwusi anya na taf ndu nke na ebe a so na hebo na hebo ohaneze bru ndu nka nneketa magic kedu do ohaneze he na
which ohaneze what is their full name
ohaneze ndu gini ko hebo ohaneze ndi igbo ko ohaneze
we told you
ohaneze ndu yoruba ko ohaneze ndu amam ihe ngakpo
it has igbo to it ohaneze ndu igbo you know is condemned immediately
so amam ihe bo na aru amam ihe na aru ebe ahun. So Abuna Biafra ga carry on from abroad. Muaga like here.
Thank you very much. Good talk. Let us go and take this very. There are people waiting all over the place, even on the phone. But we must try to go to those who we understand are in a meeting somewhere. If we can find where this fits, if we can find, there should be a space for this to fit in. Where is it? We are looking for a space for this. No, it is not there. It must have an opening somewhere where you can. If it doesn't have, then there is a bit of a problem here. They must call us on the phone. Can you bring this out, please? Let us see if we can find it. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us all over the place, but we must go on to take this call. Some of them, they call on the line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? We have somebody on the line.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Obiora Mwaje. I'm calling from Ireland.
Which part of Ireland are you in?
I'm in Wicklow.
In Wicklow?
Wicklow.
Yeah, in Ireland. Oh, yeah, I'm a mother. Okay. Is it a town?
I'm Obiora Mwaje. I'm calling from Wicklow, Ireland.
Please go ahead.
I'm from Isulo, Orumba South Local Government Area of Anambra State.
Thank you.
Director Nnamdi, first of all, I want to say welcome to Ireland.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I want to thank you for what God is using you to do for our people. But importantly, I want to know when you are coming to Waterford or Dublin. I want to know the actual date.
I will be in Waterford. Is on Tuesday, is that correct? Yes, on Tuesday we are broadcasting from Waterford. On Wednesday we will be in Dublin.
Okay, no problem. That's what I want to know because we will see the. Okay, God bless you. Continue.
And you too. Thank you very much. And okay. God bless you too. We have another caller on the line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Somebody called Radio Biafra. They can't hear us. Can you hear me? Why would anybody call us and not say anything? Are they driving? We can hear them. Unfortunately, they can't hear us. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Hello, can you hear me? The caller on the phone. We can hear you coughing.
Yeah, hello. My name is Edison Ibe. I'm from Omonlisu. I'm Julius Ibe, Omonlisu, Nimo State, Biafra land.
Yes. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bremen, Germany.
Please go ahead.
You are my able director. We have seen each other here.
Thank you very much. Please proceed.
So, good evening, my fellow Biafrans in Cork. God bless you all. I would like to thank you all in Cork for hosting our beloved director. Please give him the best of the Irish Guinness. You know, he deserves everything on this earth.
Guinness.
So don't give any excuse because you are the producer. Anyway, I love him so much. He and the entire executive members of Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra have given us hope and a wonderful feel once again. Director, I would like to comment on the promise you have just made on behalf of the Biafra nation, you know. Biafra nation, a newborn nation, promised to take care of every Biafra worldwide. It's unbelievable. You know, have you ever got such an assurance which our director has just given to you? The zoological republic of darkness called Nigeria does not value your life. How many of you are lavishing in prison in various countries? You are killed and tortured worldwide. The embassies of the zoos are not there for you. I would like to use this opportunity to maintain Igbo Union worldwide. Take note of the promise which our director has just made a few minutes ago. If you refuse to come out now to defend your real identity, in fact, I would never value you people again. All Igbo Unions worldwide
will
be renamed to Biafra with immediate effect. The world is looking at you. The world wants to know whether you will be able to claim what belongs to you. Biafra's majority will definitely convince the world that you are ready and serious to claim our land back. I would like to take this opportunity to challenge all Biafra's in Bremen, Germany, to come out now. That land of darkness doesn't respect and value you on your life. Not even when you are dead. But now, your new country has already done that. Recognize you as valuable Biafran citizen. So what are you waiting for? Why don't you ask yourself the question, who are you and where you really come from? That bloodsucker of a zoo has expired, and they should stop killing Biafran. We all left that useless land of darkness because we were not comfortable. Have you all forgotten? Director?
Yes.
I would also like to admit that our people, our fellow Biafran back home in that land of darkness, in the zoo, are not coming up. They are not turning up at all. Because I always notice people calling from Senegal, Ghana, South Africa, and other African countries. They should also give us a support anyway. I would like to observe more of their contributions. Why is it that they don't turn up, you know?
Which people are these? You mean those of them in South Africa?
In the zoo.
No.
In Lagos or even in Biafra.
We told them not to contribute one penny towards the struggle until we move back home. When we move back home, they start contributing. Do you know what was recorded to them for 13 years? Eh?
No.
It's like somebody giving blood. You keep going to the same person taking blood until there is no more blood to give.
Exactly.
They are on the floor. That is why it is the responsibility of those of us in the diaspora to ensure that we save those at home. We make it very bold. We state it categorically without fear or favor that it is the duty and responsibility of those in the diaspora to rescue those at home. That was why you came out in the first place. That was why Chukwu Abiam had determined that you should come out. Because you are now out. You will now know when you go back to Biafra not to drop litter on the street. Are you going to live with light in Ireland? When you go back, you live with generator? The answer is no. God had a purpose for each and every person that successfully came out, including our brother from France that came out of prison. We have all learned our lessons, and we are going home to build this wonderful country. And God will bless you as you call, as you continue to listen to support the effort of Biafrans in Bremen. We are very happy with what is going on there. All of you in Germany, we are proud of each and every zone in Germany. The Lord is my witness. We are proud of you people, and you must continue what you're doing.
All right.
Do not relent and do not surrender. Do not prevaricate. Let us go and take this call. We have people calling us, even those calling us on Leica should wait, please. I think our line is Leica and it's free. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Leica to Leica. Absolutely. Yes. You want to make an announcement?
Yes, sir.
Then you make it. It's your radio station, but before you do so, let's take the call of those waiting. Do we have people on the phone line? Are they from Waterford or from Dublin? Yeah, have they called us yet? They have not called us yet. They have not called us. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Director.
Yes.
This is Evangelist Barnabas Ago.
Yes, Evangelist. How are you?
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
And you too.
Sir, I want to thank you for every good things you are doing, the strength the Lord have given to you.
the empowerment, the wisdom, the knowledge, understanding. May God continue to strengthen and multiply in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.
And I want to use this opportunity to thank all the editorial board of Radio Biafra, Karumonde, HMFO, Barrister Imam Mezu, my honorable international coordinator that I serve under him, Ikechukwu Eniago. I say, may God strengthen him wherever he is and bless him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Darot, I want to thank all our brothers and sisters that are there. When I'm hearing their voice and all the children, all the hairs in my body was just standing up. This is like what happened the day we did the Inchetibo, that these children came. It was amazing. One child came, I say, I'm supporting Biafra with €5. And all the whole children came up and they donated money and we raised a reasonable amount of money. I pray that all these children, that God one day will take them to Biafra land and they will be proud of where they came from.
You see?
And also, I want to thank all the mothers, brothers and sisters who have come to join us. When I heard their voice, I remember each one of them. One by one, I know them by their voices, all of them. I remember, again, I used to say it when I was calling them, let us come and pray. All the voices of people who come there, I know them. They come from time to time for this gathering, for prayer, until the physical efforts that we are putting in now started, that the Biafra begin to manifest. And by God's grace, all of them are showing interest and showing presence, their presence. Director, I want to just repeat what you said about taking our people home if anybody happens to die. I think this is one of the greatest promises that you can ever give to our people.
And anybody who wants to test it can try us by dying. And they will see what we will do. All those that doubt us now, then now it's time for them to die, all of them. To try and prove us wrong.
Go ahead. Okay, Director, I am assuring them that you never say something which can never be done. And I'm assuring them that if they are committed to be a member of Biafran family, I think that's the only thing that they can seek in Igbo Union. I'm assuring them that if they can dare try us, they will see that they will never be put to shame if anything happens. But we are not praying that anybody would die, but it's a promise because I know that the spirit of Biafra have risen and nothing is going to stop it.
Nothing.
When they are saying the Igbos are not united, the Igbos are scattered, they will see that it was not any man that scattered us. It was God because of our sin.
Our wickedness. We were wicked.
Yes, but now we are calling upon him. We have repented and our Lord himself have risen. And he said, my people should go. And he's touching every life everywhere. Even the other day, a lady said she had a voice while she's driving in the United States of America. And she parked the car by the side of the road and God told her a chapter to read. And she read it and all the Radio Biafra was crying. All these things are a shock to us. God are ministering to people from different places or different locations with different voices, telling them that Biafra is free. So I advise every brother, every sister sitting there now hearing my voice in every other country in Ireland here. I want them to come out. It is we that are holding ourselves. Nobody can stop us. The Nigerians know that we are more strong and more powerful than them. They can't do us anything. Even when we are talking about contribution or making contribution of money, if all the Igbos all over the world come out in mass, we can only pay even €13 or £10, all of us, and it mount up in millions. But I don't know the reason why our people are slacking back. But I thank God that every day by day the numbers is increasing. And may God all bless all the Biafrans. I want to thank Peter Awuzie and mostly Uche Ono. The day he called from Middleton, I know, I told my wife this voice that I had is must be serious. And when I came back to Cork, I just drive to meet him immediately to his shop, and I met him and we discussed. I came back, I told my wife, this guy is serious, and he is today supporting us. May God strengthen him, may God empower him, and all the people that will also join us. May God bless Biafra. Thank you, Director. May God bless you too.
And you too. Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. That was the voice of our European representative, Evangelist Barnabas Ago. We are in his county, is that correct?
Yes.
He lives around here. The wife is here, and so are the children. They came to see me earlier. They're not here with us right now. And they are a family of very good Biafrans. And we are very much indebted to them for all the work they have been doing. This family has been working very hard. From the beginning, they've been working very hard. And as God will have it, others have come to join them. The owners are here, the Awuziers are here. All of them are here, one after the other. Tomorrow's program shall be dedicated to the people of Cork and all those that made our coming here possible, and these very wonderful families that I'm looking at, including the Irish Biafrans I have before me. We have people calling, is that correct? Have they called us? Do we have, you want to make an announcement, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes, please go ahead and do so. Do so. Go ahead.
Hello, fellow brothers and sisters of Biafra land. My name is Uchechukwu Ono. I'm from Enugu State in Biafra land, in Nguo. All what I want to say is just, first of all, I have to thank the able director, Nnamdi Kanu, Imam Ezuo, Karumonde, and all the entire members of Radio Biafra who have made it possible to bring this Radio Biafra to existence. I'm so happy, I'm so delighted. When I heard about this Radio Biafra, it's just like a wake up, because I can say that I am a quiet example of those that died during the Biafran war. My daughter have said it all here. Maybe most of us did not put attention when she was speaking because she's a little girl. But when I explained to her what actually happened, it's not a frame up, it's just a real story. Can't you imagine a father today, a father of four today, standing in front of everyone here with a good life, with a good wife, and with a good children? If I would have been someone that they just threw inside a river just because Biafra. But I thank God today that my mother has so much love for me by saying it's not going to happen. If I'm dying, I'm going to die with my son. And when my mother was telling me this, every single day by day, when I remember this, I would be sharing tears on my eye. What a mother is this? They said they should carry me and put me inside the river because I was crying. I was so afraid when the bomb was just landing. This woman, can I say it's a hopeless woman or what? He said to my mother, take this baby and throw away, because before this baby, we expose every one of us and we will die. But my mother said it cannot happen. My mother said one man just came in. He called his Obodomaba. He came in and said, give me that baby. He just took me and run, because nobody, I didn't allow anybody to touch me. It's only my mom. He took me and started running very far. I will never forget this story in my life. And what I'm saying is this. I don't need to be talking to people to come in here, come and follow Biafra, come and follow us to get our freedom. If I die today, I will be very, very happy, because I have achieved something. I have achieved my goal. I have spoken to my people. If they like, let them come. If they don't like, let them stay there. One day, they will be the ones that will come out and give their own testimony, because this is something they don't supposed to be pushing people to come in. My fellow Biafrans, I love you all. And this man is a hero. It is not now that we are going to know what this man is doing. Very little time, everyone will be searching to see this man. This is a hero. We are begging you to come and see a hero. We are begging you to come and see a hero. If it's a white man, people will be standing on the street looking for photography. But look at him now here, sitting down here. And people just take him, come on. But tomorrow, they will be looking for him to come and sign autography, and it will be very late. Because they can't see him then. He will be somewhere. They cannot see him. So all what I'm telling everyone here today, please, those that want to come, and those that are thinking that this is a frame up or this is something that is not real, I want to tell you something. Your mind can judge you when somebody is fighting for your own right. You leave your own right and someone is fighting it for you, and you are waiting for that person to come and grab that right, then you will come there and say, this is my land. Your conscience will be judging you till you die. Please, I'm just trying to announce it here. Whoever that has anything, whatever you have, even if 1 euro, we have a bag here. Anybody, as we are here, both children, both, you know why we need even the children? The mother can give. Let them just 1 euro and put it inside there. It will help us to continue this struggle. We are not taxing anybody. We don't need to tax anybody. Let it come from your own heart.
Yes.
So that to show that you have already given something out. When you go to church, in this very world that we are, you go and you put money. You do offering. Do offering now to mobilize, to help, to get this very Biafran that we are asking everyone. Whatever you put is written somewhere. That is the only thing I can say. Thank you, my fellow Biafrans. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. You are talking very well. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. We have people calling Clifford Iranya. You will stay where you are. Well, let us go and take this call because we must commence our descent. We must commence our descent. Let us go to the line. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. No, they can't hear me. They cannot hear me. We have people calling from all over the place. Let us see if we can get them. Let's see if we can get them and what they can do. Can you hear me, the caller on the line? No, they cannot hear me. Somebody keeps calling. They keep calling. I don't understand it. They keep calling. I do not understand it. Please, what on earth is going on? Let us see if we can get Clifford Iranya back. Because, let's see once again. No, they can't hear me. This very person keeps calling all the time. They keep calling. And I don't know where Clifford has gone to. I'm looking for him, and I intend to find him. I intend to find him. This very person is just unrelenting. It must be a Biafran. No, it is not. No, somebody else is calling. I don't know why this is the case. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. I can see him, but he cannot hear me for some... Yes. Can you hear me?
Check.
No. No, the line is not very good, you see. Give us a name and where you are. The caller on Skype.
Yes, Director. My name is EWC Jaws from Dusseldorf.
From Dusseldorf. Please go ahead.
Thank you for having me, Director. I want to commend your effort once more.
Thank you.
To those of us who have accepted the gospel of Biafra, I want to tell them that they should not lose hope.
Yes.
This is a journey, or this is a struggle that we should not be dreaming it's going to come tomorrow or next tomorrow. We have to be persistent.
That is correct.
For the bands who are playing or toiling with the name of Biafra, I've already called. The guy was giving his number from Israel. I can tell you guys that the number has gone silent.
They will go silent and we'll hunt this idiot down. We'll hunt him down wherever he is. He must be mad.
To live in fear for the rest of his life. Very important announcement I want to make. Very important observation I want to make for the gospel of today. For those of us who are listening, or those of us who are still trying to figure out what Biafra is all about. This is the gospel of Biafra, and the teaching of today says that Biafra is righteousness and Nigeria is sin. This is my line of defense or my line of argument to those of them, those new generation pastors that do come. They come to me anyway as a burgomaster or a mayor in Dusseldorf, probably hunting for customers. I want to tell you guys now that when I listen to the Radio Biafra or to the voice of Nnamdi Kanu, a lot of us have said that they don't feel at ease when they don't hear his voice. My problem is that I feel like jumping from the window when I hear his voice. I feel like jumping down from the window and getting on somebody's throat. I must tell you, I was a student of Bigard Memorial Seminary in Enugu, and the gospel of today, that Biafra is righteousness, I want all of you to take it. I want all of you to absorb that message. So that if any of these Bible imbeciles will come around to deceive you, tell them that they have not understood what they are reading. A man was moving on the horse at one time in the Bible reading, and then a prophet was sent to him. He was asked, "Man, are you understanding what you are reading?" He said, "How would I understand if nobody has explained that to me?" This is the same gospel going out. So I want to encourage those of us who have accepted the news of Biafra, we should not give up. We should not give up. And all these everyday ongoing Igbo meeting and Igbo group and Igbo this or Igbo that. Somebody made it very clear some minutes ago. Disaster meeting.
No, our line is a bit digital. We need to change it. By tomorrow, we know what to do. It's a bit digital today. Do we have somebody on the line waiting?
Yes, Director. This is Isaiah Oba calling from Dublin.
Yes, that's our coordinator in the whole of Ireland. Please go ahead.
First of all, Director, I just want to thank you again for the hard work you're doing for the people of Biafra. And just want to take this opportunity to thank Barrister Mames Karomondo, who have make it more efficient for us to, you know, get you over here in this country. And the Ikechukwu Enyiagu himself, and the people of Cork. I just want to say, may God bless you all. You guys are doing a great work. Today, according to I just came back about 20-30 minutes ago, so I haven't had too much things that have been said over the radio there. Just want to update my outgoings today. Maybe why you haven't heard it from any of our officers calling in today. We are both outside today. All of us are outside today. You know, we went to meet the Igbo Union executives in Dublin here today. So we went there, we discussed a lot. They were expecting, they thought that they're going to see you today, but it's quite unfortunate, you know, something that was beyond our own control.
But the response to us very well. The answer we got is very, very, you know, encouraging. And what they are suggesting, they think maybe if it could be possible, if you're going to be here up to Sunday, weekend, they'll be able to organize, you know, themselves, and then you address them. Apart from that, I think, you know, that's it for today. We've been out today, even in this horrible weather we have here in this country now. So all of my officers are out today preaching, contributing the every little thing they can. And I just want to thank them as well for their support. And I just want to thank the people of Ireland who have, in one way or another, contributed to this movement. I just say may God bless them all, and they put in place in what they have spent. On that, I would say that may God bless you all, and we are still looking forward to see you here on Wednesday. You know, everything, you know, a lot of people are waiting to see you here tomorrow.
They can wait till Wednesday. I'll be there on Wednesday. I spoke to the meeting and I told them I will be there on Wednesday, and they have to wait. If I have to stay till the weekend to make sure that Dublin rises to the occasion, I shall do so. I'll be going to Waterford on Tuesday, and I'll be in Dublin on Wednesday.
All right, no problem. Thank you very much, and we are looking forward. And I make sure that I get in contact with the guy in Cork, and I make sure that I'm in Waterford.
Yes.
And we make sure that everything that you need will be secured for you there. Sir.
Of course, it will be. There are Biafrans, aren't they? Yes, they must be ready. They must be. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. We have come to the end of our proceedings today. Does anybody else have something to say? Because the women are meeting. I don't want Ngozi Mathi to start chasing me. Yes, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, fellow Biafran, this is Joy Ago. Please, what I wanted to say now is concerning our meeting. I just want to tell our women representative, Ngozi Maduto, please give us a little time for us to go home for the meeting, because we are outside our homes, so we need to go home and for the meeting. So if they can just give us some time to go home for the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Who else wants to speak? Yes.
Hi, my name is Brianna Ikini Ono, and I'm very happy I'm here, and I'm very happy I'm one of the Biafrans, and I can't wait until I go get my Biafran.
Thank you very much. We all can't wait. We cannot wait. Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Tochigu Ibebugu. I want to thank everyone that was here today and yesterday, and thank all the Biafrans, and bless all the Biafrans around the world.
Thank you very much. And on that very note, she has closed the program for us. She has thanked everybody. Even those that came here yesterday, she thanked them. And we must thank all of you. You have done Biafra proud. Those of you here in Cork, have done us proud with your turnout, with your attendance, and the way things are. And we shall proceed until Biafra comes. We are very grateful and indebted to all of you. That is why we proclaim with every degree of certainty that this Biafra is our religion. On this radio station, the same way tomorrow we shall worship, and Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will bless, sustain, and guide each and every one of you, especially our future generation, our children. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Triumphant from all our foes.